John Wasson, Sabrina, and Seelings.
It's the News Junkie for a lovely Thursday, April 8th, 2021. Lots to get to today, from day two live from Jamaica to a big no on the floating display at the beach. And brace yourself for the whoring 20s, plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
What da qua?
Hello, Sile.
Yeah, man.
Here we are again from the beach in Jamaica at lovely Sandals South Coast after a fun night last night. We're eager to hear back from you and tell you some stories and tell you what's happening in the world. Hang out with us today. Send us your dispatches. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store now, and you can be right alongside us. First-time dispatchers, we're bringing you right to the front of the line. It's the island thing to do, and we must do it here today. Let's put our ears to the ground, our fingers on the pulse. Let's see what's happening in this great, big, wide world of ours. I loved this video. There's a guy who posted a video for a rental. And it's starting to get a lot of attention, going viral all over the place. That one,
Instagram,
there.
Twitter, y'all see this?
And he's showing you his place. It's $0 a month, so, that's good, right?
I'm listening.
There is one problem. Listen to his description.
Wait. Don't scroll. If you are looking for a one-bedroom, one-bath, free room, free apartment, three meals a day with phone access, keep your cell phone, unlimited access to drugs, $0 a month.
He's in prison.
Oh, okay.
This is prison. All you have to do is commit a crime.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. $0 a month. Did you hear that? You ain't got to pay nothing. You're going to be up in here with a TV, CD player, watching GMA every morning. TMZ, it's all coming on. Oh, yeah. Get up on your Spanish, man.
He's showing off his library and his jail cell as well. You know, I think I'll take it here over prison. I think this wins.
Unless
here.
I could somehow be imprisoned here.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to ask for that. We haven't made.
I'm
our
not
way
talking
out of
about
country.
Jamaican prison. I'm talking about Sandals South Coast.
Yeah, I don't think they have prison here.
Even if there was big fences around it, I wouldn't be too worried about things. But here we are. We're going to talk about last night. Sabrina and Celine went on this catamaran thing, and some craziness happened.
Oh,
I'll tell you why I didn't make it on the catamaran, and then what we ended up doing later on in the night last night, because we had some fun. But I did want to talk about something. I saw this from our friends over at Fox 35. And you know how, we did a bit one time that went viral across the world with an airplane banner, right? You know,
yes.
You put all these messages on them. You could do whatever you want to do. And we put a message on the back of a plane after a bet on the show that said, I had sex with Sabrina and it was just okay. And it went from front page of Reddit, top post of the week or month or something.
Yep.
To CNN.
No, I think it was top post on the whole website.
Not even just for the day. Like, it was huge. And then they were discussing on CNN whether Sabrina should sue me for putting the plane banner up there.
If it was defamation. And then they had a whole panel discussion on, we didn't know for sure what Sabrina it was.
Look, we're no strangers to outdoor advertising. Even though, now that I'm thinking about it, did you see a lot of billboards or any outdoor advertising on the way to?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I wasn't looking. I didn't see anything like that. But you
also saw a lot of satellites.
Yeah, there was tons. There was a what I think to be a Jamaican sports bar that maybe had 100 satellites on the roof of that thing.
Like the old school ones too.
Like the Dish TV and all.
No, not the Dish.
The big
TV.
Ones, right?
Yeah, the big old guys.
Like the ones that you would have to hit a button and it would move outside to point to the next satellite. So there's
still like a, not underground, but there's like still a community of people, of enthusiasts that have those style satellites.
They're so big.
And they have forums that they have lists of what, like where to point yours and which satellites to connect to, to get which channels and whether or not they're scrambled. It's like a whole thing.
It's one of many, many, many ways, the plane banner I was talking about, and all these different ways to advertise outside. Now, this way, I'm going to give it a whole big, gigantic no, because they're trying something new. Take a look at this. You can see this in this shot here, Sabrina. This is off the coast in New Smyrna Beach. There's somebody that is driving by with a barge that has a massive digital billboard on it. So you're on the beach. Imagine you're right here, and about 150 yards out, there's a barge just going back and forth with a massive billboard nonstop.
That's creative.
It is the ugliest thing in the world. I don't want to see that when I'm at the beach. I want to stare at the beach, for God's sake. And then these people just cruise along. It's 40 feet.
I don't think they would allow that here.
I don't know. Hell no. I don't think so.
I think if that were to happen, we would have... We would have carte blanche to sink that boat.
Shut that down. Get us some weaponry out here.
Just Titanic that thing right down out of here.
It says a new LED display floating along Volusia County's coast has been making waves. Now imagine this was off the coast of Palm Beach or Jupiter Inlet or wherever you're hanging out, and this thing is cruising along. It's a 60-foot pontoon barge with a 40-foot LED display showing ads to thousands of beachgoers. So you just sit there. You want to look at the beach. You know, who goes to the beach to see anything other than the water, the waves, and the sand?
And
the beautiful people, right? Yeah. The beautiful people of all stripes. But I don't want to look out and see a goddamn billboard rolling by me on this beach.
You're old man ranting right now.
No way.
Jamaica.
Guarantee. Give me the feedback, people, to the people on this. What do you think? Do you think they should stop them from having these barges? Because next thing
What are you supposed to do? There's no restriction, you know, no one owns the ocean. Well,
but here's what they say. They say some, like Councilwoman Heather Post, say it blocks precious open views, a place she wants to see free of ads. That's why people want to live here. That's why they want to go to the beach. Get this damn thing out of the way. I do not think that any amount of profit for anyone is worth trading that quality of life and that view that Volusia County holds dear. Remember, this could be anywhere on any beach. And if this is successful, it will be. Last month in a 6-1 vote, only Post said no to a special exception. They had a special exception. So I don't know who these people know in the political world. She's the only one who said no to let the display cruise 750 feet from the shore. The current rule would be 1,500 feet out, which would make it less visible, obviously, to everybody.
Bigger billboard.
She's the only one brave enough to stand up against this stupid stuff. And these people are out there driving around with this giant display.
We cannot knock it for its creativity. You know, you haven't seen anything like that before.
Yeah, but do you want to be on the beach and see 3, 4, 5 of these giant barge displays
rolling by?
No,
not at all.
It's just not going to be the experience people want. And if you give an exception to one boat, how do you not give an exception to everybody who wants to do it? And if that one boat is successful, how does everybody not want to do it?
Well, I mean, this has been going on for a while. There's been trying this. Yeah.
Really?
I'm getting June 2017, floating billboard makes waves in Destin. February 2017, Miami Beach bans floating ocean billboards.
Good.
For Miami Beach. March 2019, how much longer is that floating billboard going to ruin my, I'm guessing, vacation?
View of the beach, yeah.
All of those written by Sean Wasser.
I'm out there feverishly against this thing. Normally I'd be like, good, get it out there, promotion, all this stuff. But this is a situation where it's like, come on, everybody is here to stare one way and look at everything except for your stupid billboard. We'll see what you think about this. Should they ban these at beaches across the state of Florida, these giant barges with huge, 40, 60-foot display, it said, LED display on the side of it? And real quickly, I wanted to touch on
something. Trying to promote senior frogs or something stupid like that.
It probably is, too. I wanted to touch on something. I saw this yesterday, but we didn't get to mention it, and I'd be remiss for all of us if we didn't. Some bad news about a good friend of ours. Listen to this. I'm sorry, right here.
In Ohio headlines, one of the world's most famous zookeepers is diagnosed with dementia. The family of Jack Hanna says the former Columbus Zoo director has Alzheimer's disease. Hanna's family says the disease has progressed quickly, and he will no longer be able to participate
in public life.
The 74-year-old is credited with making the Columbus Zoo nationally known and becoming a familiar face on national television. Hanna retired from the zoo last year.
So Jack Hanna, a guy who joined us on the show years ago, we still play the interview. He seemed to have the most fun, I think, of anybody we've ever interviewed on the show.
And with the amount of interviews this man has done, he was elated. We played a game with him where we played animal sounds to see if he could identify them.
He did a pretty good job.
He was amazing.
I would hope so, because if Jack Hanna, of all people, failed at the game, I'm like, how did you manage this career?
I feel like that's partly what Sean was going for, though.
He's going to try to get him.
Sean was trying to be a dick to the nicest man ever.
He was so excited that he called, I don't know if it was his staff members or wife and children that were around him. It's like, y'all, get around here. And he put us on speakerphone.
Yeah,
it was so sweet.
He was bragging to the people in the room with him how well he was doing on this quiz where we play these animal noises, and he had a couple of choices, and he had to guess. And then we made a donation to the zoo as you know, a back and forth between us and him. And he's just an awesome guy, just an amazing guy who's raised a lot of awareness about animals over the years. And big part of my childhood was watching all of Jack Hanna's shows. And you're not going to see him on TV anymore. They said, like, whatever it is, the dementia has progressed so quickly that he's retiring from public life, which just means you're not going to see him on all the late night shows and et cetera, et cetera. So what an amazing guy. And if you don't know about Jack Hanna, if you're younger or something, look up that dude's story. I mean, he was the precursor to the crocodile hunter or whatever.
Correct.
Some of these people who ended up being more famous afterwards.
Was he like the first one to do the late night rounds?
If he wasn't, because they might have done that on Johnny Carson. He did it on Johnny Carson, but they might have done it even before him on some of the other shows. But he was the iconoclastic one. Like, he would bring out the animal. The animal would go nuts and crap on the desk of whoever the host was. And, you know, and now that's turned into, people have taken that on. And you talk about...
all the animals crap everywhere.
Who is it? Kevin...
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, who does that all the time now. And he's so scared of the animals.
Yeah, no, they do it on purpose. Jimmy Fallon has... what's his name's kid? Steve Irwin's kid.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bindi.
No, it's not Bindi. It's the son, boy. Yeah. It's the son. And he'll bring out all this stuff, and Kevin Hart will climb up the set pieces to get away from it.
Yeah.
He's so scared of animals.
Remember when Sabrina hated Bindi Irwin?
I didn't hate Bindi Irwin. I just wish he...
Was what?
Just something.
Wishing another stingray attack
Phony.
On the family?
No, I'm not. Why do you take it to... See?
I'm just...
That,
you said I wish...
That's
dot,
slander
dot.
Right there. You
I
just
wish.
Heard it here first. Right? Live from Sandal South Coast, you're trying to slander me. How dare you? I don't hate Bindi. There was just like... Be real, girl.
She's all
like,
grown up now.
It's just all smiles. She had a baby already. Mm-hmm. She had the perfect wedding in Australian Zoo. It's just like...
Still sounds like you hate her.
Let me see you get drunk, homie.
What? Oh, you know she
Show
does.
Show some of the emotions.
You know she does. When we come back, we're going to go through your dispatches. You join us here on the beach in Jamaica at Sandals South Coast. We're going to get into some rum here in a bit, right? We're going to dive in and have some sort of tasting. And we'll just let loose and enjoy ourselves and hopefully entertain you along the way. We got a big show today. Don't miss any of it.
You can to connect my laptop to the
hear
system.
Hear that through the microphone of Sabrina over there? Right there? Yeah, now we're in Jamaica. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right there. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You're listening to Real Radio 104.1. Online at realradio.fm. On your phone with the free iHeartRadio app. And on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. We are an iHeartRadio station. From Real Radio 104.1. Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
We are live from Sandals South Coast in Jamaica. Nothing quite like doing a show on the beach, and we're hanging out with you along the way. Lots of dispatches coming in. We were talking about, in Florida, the billboards that are out on the beach where people are just sitting there trying to enjoy the beach, and somebody's driving these barges by with all these big advertisements. And I said, it's ugly, it's annoying, they need to ban these in Florida.
I hate it.
And somebody who says one of the companies is owned by their friend is sending a dispatch from the News Junkie app. So we'll get to that in just a minute here, and lots more on the way. I did see some thing that I wanted to mention here because I just got engrossed in this story yesterday, and they said teachers in this study that they did were revealing what the new cliques are in school in 2021, and they flash back to, like, you had the emos, you had the goth kids, you had the jocks, you had all these different
Jock
groups
jams.
Of kids. What were you? Were you in the band Kids, C-Lane?
I was, but, like, I don't feel like we hung out. I mean, in high school, I hung out with the people that I played drums with, but... Mm. It
was like just a mishmash of different people in your group?
Yeah. I hung out with the I did not skateboard, but I hung out and wore the JNCOs.
Oh, you got everything else but the skills, right?
Yeah.
Sabrina, were you in one of those groups, like a clique growing up, where you all hung out and, like, had lunch together and stuff?
No, I mean, as far as, like, you could all throw us into one group there, no. I think I had friends in... kind of all the groups. I had good goth friends. I had good jock friends. The girls that I hung out with, a lot of them were cheerleaders, but I certainly wasn't. I was the damn mascot.
They have now the vapors.
So hot.
A growing group of people in school.
Oh, really?
The influencers, which is hilarious to me. Now all these kids, you know, used to say I'm going to be an astronaut when I want to grow up, and you got no chance of being a damn astronaut, basically. But yeah, everybody wants to be an astronaut or this or that or rock star. Now it's the group of people who are already like TikToking, like, hey, just on the way to my math class right now. Got to go to my locker real quick. See you in a bit.
Imagine being a teacher and you're looking and you're calling the names of your students and it's like, oh, this student here has 6 million followers on TikTok.
Worse than that, okay?
Imagine failing my class.
Imagine being a teacher with this, because there's a new clique of people, and this is why I honed in to the story. We've been talking a lot about the GameStop stuff and how the stock market has been attracting sort of this new audience of people, and these GameStop and other investors, AMC, C-Lane bought into when we were talking about this. Even people, Sabrina's got like, you know, different cryptocurrency investments and stuff. And
the Doge.
All these people, it gets younger, right? And the teachers are talking about how there's the stonk kids. And they are traders in high school and sometimes even middle school, but high school. And the teachers who were telling their stories were saying some of them would show their accounts, like their Robinhood accounts, and they had $15,000, $20,000 of investments.
No way. These kids
in high school, and you're a teacher, and you look at your bank account, and you're like, I've got $900. Hopefully all my checks are going to clear. And kids in the classroom, most of them probably with rich parents who are like, here's $2,000 for an investment. They're now forming a click on this.
If your kid can flip $2,000 and bring you back $10, then I would give my kid $2,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what am I doing wrong?
It's just wild that that has become a new thing. When I was little, they had in high school, in the first year, freshman year of high school, we had one of those competitions where they fake gave you money.
Right.
And you looked at the newspaper and you picked stocks and then you saw how you did with your trading. But nobody cared about stocks. There's a group of kids, just like the goths or the whatever, the post emo, the post hardcore, all these groups of people. Now there's the stonk kids and they're just into trading and making money off of stocks, which is pretty interesting and crazy to me. And some of them are getting rich already as high school kids. So, I mean, pretty different situation that we're seeing in school than I experienced.
How they manage to still get their kids to go to school after they have so much money in their Venmo bank account. Like,
why am I learning this? I already know. Yeah, I already know how to make money. Now, God only knows. They're riding a wave right now.
Right.
And they're going to be incredibly shocked when this market goes down, as markets always do.
Yeah, when real life happens.
Right.
Tell me you'd be able to test out of, like, economics class if you already have more money than the teacher in the stock market right now.
Yeah, they should be able to. I think the teacher would want you to in some cases.
It's not like we got taught good economic things in that class anyway. I never learned how to do taxes. It was like balance your checkbook. Mm-hmm.
They said they still have these groups of VSCO girls, which I think is on the outs now. It's not nearly as cool since it went mainstream.
Oh, that's it.
No, the VSCO. It's like they were.
I think they have a noise, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
They brought back like scrunchies, and it's a whole thing. It's so wild how all of that evolves over time. And if you've got any kids in school, you probably can understand what I'm saying right now. Send us your dispatches with what you've heard about going on when your kid is in school in some of these groups. All right, let's go to those dispatches, including the people weighing in on these digital billboards on the beach, which I think are ugly. And I think we need to get rid of these stupid things. We have enough billboards inland. We have advertisements literally everywhere you could possibly look. And now this, when you go to relax at the beach, why people come to Florida, mind you, right? We in Florida are lucky enough to have a huge tourism industry. People coming to our state to go to these beaches. And now we're going to bring a billboard for, like C-Lane said, for Senior Frogs by that says we've got 99 cents bring your own mug beers.
Let us pour stuff in your mouth.
This is not a great way to handle our beautiful beaches. Here's Bitcoin Farmer with a dispatch from the News Junkie app.
Yo, what's up, junkies?
Hey!
Out here in Daytona cutting grass on the beach, and I'm listening to you guys in the headphones, and I look up, and what do I see? The billboard.
Oh, really?
No way.
I send in a video dispatch. Wiggle Wiggle Pop Pop.
Yeah, he did. He sent in a video dispatch of the billboard rolling by as he's listening to the show out there. So you know what I'm talking about. It's ugly. Here's Martin with a dispatch.
That's my buddy's floating billboard boat.
Nuh-uh, prove it.
This is my first...
prove everything today?
Recording also, so... Hear me out.
Thank
Peace
you,
out, news junkies.
Appreciate you, Martin. Thanks for the dispatch.
What were we supposed to hear him out on?
We got to hear him out on his dispatch.
Wow, you didn't even hear him out, did you?
Did he say anything more?
You know what? You can't be like, it's his first dispatch, man.
Okay, all right.
Got to be easy on
Make more dispatches.
Here's Russell with the hustle.
What's up, news junkie? Yeah, I agree with Sean. That's a stupid idea with the billboards. And, oh, by the way. Love the t-shirts. Awesome. Sabrina,
yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to packaging them up. Really enjoy it.
Thank you, Mom.
Got my first magnet, and now I'm looking forward to the next one whenever it comes out.
Thanks. For the record, some people were prophesizing, listening to the show, that we might slip into a little bit of lingo from Jamaica. Sabrina is slipping the furthest in so far. I've heard you talking to a couple people. I heard you talking to the butlers last night.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the coolest guys on the island?
They're
I
awesome.
Think.
I also, about four pina coladas later, did invite them to come hang out with us.
Did you really?
They're really fun. I'd love for you. I think we all have the same duo,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're like the guys with the biggest personalities ever.
Dennis and Denrick.
Yeah.
And they're awesome, and yes, they'll be on the show at some point today.
While we were eating
Maybe
dinner
tomorrow.
Last night at Schooner's, we had the boys' table with C-Lane, myself, and Moses DeWitt, who's
guys
around here
only.
Somewhere. And we had the ladies' table on the other side, and they came in, and I think you forgot your room card or something, right?
Immediately. I shut the door on myself, and...
Don't worry, I've got a butler.
Ashley called and said, hey, my neighbor, and I said, we're friends. Left the key there, and he showed up. He also was nice enough to drop off a bottle of Jameson for us,
man,
ready to go.
Man, they can hook it up. C-Lane's already had the Jameson.
I haven't had.
I haven't had nothing.
You're just punching microphones today.
All I've had is some emergency.
All right, I got this for us. Guitar Slinger said he's done a Jamaica song. I don't know how this is going to go, but let's listen in. Oh, this sounds familiar.
I'm junkie top in Jamaica, junkie top.
I like it.
It's been a long, long time since I left my freaking house.
Yeah.
And now you guys are in Jamaica doing the show and getting soused.
That's really nice.
Yeah, rub it in, you guys. Yeah, right.
Thank you, Guitar Slinger. Appreciate that, bud. Let's go over to Barista Brittany real quick. Here she is.
Okay, last one. Sorry to blow you guys up with the dispatches.
No, you're fine.
This is the first one.
I was listening to yesterday's podcast on 1.25 speed, and my boyfriend comes out in the living room, and he was like, why do they sound so fast? Like, what are they taking in Jamaica right now? Nothing. Just listening to you guys faster so I can listen to the entire show before today's show starts. No big deal. But he did laugh about the all-inclusive bit because I just introduced him to that 2 years ago. And he still is a little apprehensive. Like, he's like, wait, so we just get up and we don't have to pay anything? There's no check? There's no nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's
strange.
I love all-inclusives.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to. It certainly does. Even last night, I'm like, I guess we're done. C-Lane ordered a lot of things, quote-unquote, for the table.
Yeah, no, because I wanted the table, a.k.a. me, to be able to try... more than just
lies.
One thing for each of them.
Lies.
So, for example.
He's lying to the audience right
I
now.
Said, no, I said.
What did your wife tell you to do?
She said, ordered her the surf and turf.
His wife, C-Lane's wife, said, what are you eating? And she said she was eating the lobster so that he should get something different so that she could try both items. So C-Lane didn't want to fall into that trap. So he ordered
I wanted
for the
lobster.
Table.
So it's a lobster and a surf and turf for the table.
Well, yeah. I was part of the girls' table, and while your wife was asking what you got, half of our appetizer went to the beautiful Sandals cats.
The Jamaican
property.
They're so adorable.
All I hear is, oh, babe. And that's C-Lane looking at his lovely wife
yeah.
as our new cat friend. was enjoying the most superb appetizer, salmon dip, I believe.
These cats are so relaxed. They have the greatest life in the world, and they know it. They're like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to hang out here in sandals.
So we were walking back from dinner, and Brittany and I had made friends with yet another cat, and for some reason, it followed us.
Oh, gosh. No, did you bring the cat back to the room?
Wait for it, dude. So it follows us all the way up to our hotel area. Fortunately, I'm right next door to Sea Lion, so I knocked on the door to show both of them, look at this cat that followed us. Sea Lion opens the door, shirt off, and the cat darts into their room.
Sabrina, what did you do?
And the cat is now running around throughout the hotel room trying to find Ashley, and then it darted out.
Oh, that was your gift to them.
Not supposed to be a cat in my room. My wife's like, ooh, kitty. Oh, God.
It's a kitty inside, ready to purr and be with you forever.
We got more from you coming up in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. Lots on the show today, so don't miss a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
So this is something new. What's your hot take on it? 407-916-1041. Real Radio 104.1. Occupying the space between high society and prison tattoos. This is the News Junkie.
We continue our journey live, an international show from Jamaica.
Just yards from international waters.
Sandals South Shore is the spot we're sitting, and we are looking at some beautiful weather.
South Coast.
And beautiful water. Day. We're going to talk about this adventure you guys went on last night in just a little bit, and then why I wasn't there and what happened in between. There was a lot of stuff going on. We've been having some fun and enjoying ourselves here. But before we get back to your dispatches from the News Junkie app, there's something that we all do that I've done, I know the both of you have done, because I think I've seen it before. And a ton of people do that. People are starting to say you should not do this. It could get you in trouble financially. It could be an issue for you in the future. And I never even thought about this until now. But you know how you send Venmo to a friend?
Yeah.
Or like Cash App to a friend?
All the time.
And they ask you for the stupid note thing? Like in Venmo's case, they actually force you to put a little note as to why you're sending this person money.
And correct. Their example is kale salad.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but I feel
a lot of kale salad
like
money's going around.
Back and forth. I wish there was one full database of how many times people have used kale salad as their exchange note.
Or people will say, they'll just put stuff like drugs, sex, you know, all kinds of different things that they'll put on their dildos.
Well, my friend used to do that the analog way, where he would always write people checks, like rent checks.
And put it in the notes form?
And put dirty stuff in the memo line.
Well, I guess it's for the same reason that they say a mortgage advisor is warning against putting joke references to your friends while sending money. And almost everybody has done this, I think, at some point. A mortgage specialist at KAG Financial said, money for drugs. A lot of people do this. How to avoid embarrassment when you're applying for a mortgage. Remember, the money you transferred to your pal, well, we see it, and so does the lender. So when it transfers out of your bank, when they check on you for a mortgage, they can see that in the notes. So they're checking in on your finances, and it says Venmo, 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 and they can see when they're doing a pull on your credit sometimes for a mortgage that you put those things in the notes.
You know, you're doing something to a lot of people right now, because both Ceylon and I are now going through all the times we bought kale salad.
Ceylon's eyes just went back.
Why is that any of their business?
I didn't know it showed up on this, but they say these things are visible sometimes. It says money for drugs is probably not the best thing to use. This is actually tame compared to what we see. Avoid joke references. Joke bank references may generate additional questions from lenders and delay the process when applying for a mortgage, according to this. They want to know whether the money is really coming in, and they check that carefully. I've had clients with loans from friends and family, and they scrutinize them for things like that, but I've never seen anybody scrutinized for bad language. So they say in particular it's joking around about, you know, jokes about drugs or anything about sex or whatever. If you put that
on the money that you send to somebody, or if you're actually loaning them money and you write it down as a loan and then it says, like, you know, you booked a flight to Ibiza or something, they're going to look at you a little closer.
And do what, though? I mean, like, is it really going to do some damage?
No, it shouldn't, because it should be obvious to anybody that that stupid field is for joking. Or, you know what should happen? In places where if they pull your mortgage, they see this, they should inform you, hey, Dodo, when you put this here, others will be able to see it at some point in time, not in your social feed on Venmo, which everybody basically ignores. I mean, I don't really go trolling through my Venmo
feed.
Mine's
on private.
But there are people who have it out there. Yep. Like, you can see what their transactions are.
I think PayPal has different flags for the descriptions, that, and they'll ask you, like, we need you to clarify what you meant by this payment.
Really?
Stuff like that. So, like,
so if you put in drugs on PayPal, they would ask you about it?
No. This is words and phrases that were not flagged. Bomb, car bomb, assassination, hitman, kidnapping, okay. Terrorist.
Those should be flagged.
All kinds of drugs. Rhino horn, there were times where that were flagged. Iran, ISIS, Persian, North Korea, Cuba, Cubano sandwich, Syria.
I'm sorry, hitman is not flagged, but Iran is flagged?
I don't know.
Really? Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, if you think about it. But be careful with that.
I don't know why we need notes. Just take the notes off. It's none of their business. I'm sick of it.
Do not do that. It is a really bad
idea.
You're
ruining my vibe, man.
Just put money for that thing. Money for that thing on every single one that you send over. And if you've done this before, if you sent one with your a note that you're a little embarrassed about, perhaps, tell us what you've sent that you may be worried that the mortgage people could possibly see. Or if you work in mortgage, tell me if you've been able to see this stuff.
My friend had been using PayPal for quite some time before he realized that there was a feature where you could request money from people.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had a field day requesting money from people. And he, like, requested a friendship fee and he's like, don't worry, I won't back charge you for it, but I'm going to need my dollar for being your friend.
Have you seen when people were doing this for the stimulus funds when Congress wasn't moving fast enough? And people would find their elected officials on Venmo, and they'd request the stimulus.
That's hilarious.
They'd say, I'm going to need $1,800, please.
I think the ballsiest thing he did was he tried to Venmo request money from his wife's ex-husband for back child support.
Nice. Didn't work out?
$19,000 he tried to just request on Venmo there.
They'll charge you after that, I'm pretty sure.
Worth a shot if you can get it. Let's go to a couple more of your dispatches from the News Junkie app. Remember, if you hear us talking about something or you want us to talk about something, you download the free app, search for The News Junkie in the App Store, and you chime in right there. It's so easy to do. Record your message, blast it over. We'll hear from you just like this one. Here's Kana with a dispatch.
I am so happy that these middle schoolers and high schoolers are just dominating in the stock market right now. It is so inspiring.
It's interesting.
I just hope they take down all of the hedge funds, and everybody just has a great life, and they start out their life not in debt like I did with the student loans. So I am just so happy for them.
It's interesting. We're talking about all the groups
and
clicks.
I am not happy for them.
No, you want to see that
balance. These little bastards are going to be richer than me.
Don't worry. Right now we're talking about the stonk kids, the new clique in schools that they're saying invests heavily in stocks. But soon we'll be talking about, like, the stock market fallout kids, where all of their monies were placed into their Robinhood accounts, and they never thought that AMC would crater to $0 when movie theaters were gone forever. It'll happen. It'll go around to that point. Let's go over to Kevin.
Hey, Sean. Talk about junior high, making investments, getting some money back, little hustle game. I remember I invested in some toothpicks and some cinnamon and made a hot cinnamon toothpicks.
I remember this.
10 for a dollar.
Did you guys have this in your school?
Talking about making $5-6 a day in the seventh grade.
Yeah, I remember this. In middle school in particular, there was always the vendor kids. The vendor kids had a backpack, usually full of, like, Airheads.
I don't think we were allowed to do
that.
They weren't allowed to do it.
Totally legal. Black market.
Yeah. This was the school black market where they were selling all this stuff. They'd have, what else would they have? Like, Blow Pops.
We had a kid with Snickers. We had sunflower seeds as well. I tried a run to be the vendor kid at some point. And my friend and I had made... We attempted some sort of dessert. It looked disgusting, tasted delicious because we had 2 cups of sugar in it, and we sold that for 25 cents a pop.
Did it go fast?
went super fast, and Andrew was very nice. He bought two bags of it. He goes to try, and he goes, does this have sugar in it? I'm like, yeah, a lot. And he's like, I'm hypoglycemic.
Oh, and Andrew.
That's why it's not supposed to do that.
He was rushed to the hospital. He is an adult now. He didn't make it. But
your desserts business got shut down just
I
like that.
I almost killed him. We profited, though. So.
he was talking about how some kids used to take toothpicks, and you put cinnamon on the toothpicks, and then people would buy them. And you would sell it just like a... It was like a fireball kind of taste just as you were chewing your toothpick. I don't know why it was popular for a while. C-Lane's looking to be like, why?
Never did the cinnamon toothpick.
It was definitely a thing for a little while. Here's Not Your Average Joe with the Dispatch.
News junkies get high.
Oh, wait a second, bud. Hang on.
It's not allowed.
News junkies get high.
Bum, bum, bum.
They're over in Jamaica, Sean, Sabrina, and C-Lane. So now, news junkies get high.
Legally, right?
It's not legal.
No.
It's
not. I'm so jealous, but so happy for you guys. Have some of that cushy sandal for me.
Okay, buddy.
Oh, and by the way, if you could get Mo to get one of those little Michael Scott Jamaican bee braids, that would be awesome.
That's our goal for today.
Hey, Mo! Not Your Average Joe out.
Mo's still sleeping it off, I think. He'll be out here before too long. You know, I tucked in a little earlier last night. We went up and had some champagne and stuff in the room. And I was like, all right, Mo, we'll see you in the morning. And he looked like he was heading off to his room. But then he heard Party Central here at Sandal South Coast in Jamaica. And I think he might have swerved.
Son of a gun. Like, I was going to do it.
You heard the DJ and the music,
yeah,
and the people were going nuts.
Screaming. It felt like it was spring break in the TRL MTV days.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing about this place is every once in a while, you're like, God, this is how it's supposed to be.
I was going to try and head down there. I had every intention to walk Ashley up to the room.
You had a long day, though.
Put her to bed. And I went, no, no.
And
no,
then
no.
Remember, yeah, I brought you a cat, too, so that kind of changed up the plans
as
well.
Are you glad that you did not go?
Yes.
Back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you hurting this morning?
No.
Nah.
Right.
Seems like you're hurting.
I had enough sleep.
He was pounding emergency earlier, so.
Because they keep providing us with emergency.
It's like, all right, are you doing okay over there? You know,
great.
I did not check in with anybody after we talked about this originally, but there was a story. C-Lane was struggling with this for a while. Uber just all of a sudden fell off.
Something happened.
And you couldn't get a ride. If you did try to get a ride, there was surge pricing. And, I mean, the people would cancel like crazy. It went from being this thing that got launched into our lives, became ubiquitous, and became just, all right, I'm going to get a ride. I'm going to get an Uber, okay? And then out of nowhere, not in the middle of the pandemic, but towards the end of all of this stuff, they end up saying, oh, we don't have enough drivers for you. Has that changed before we left to come to Jamaica? Did you see a change in that?
A little bit. I've had luck with, like, we've been talking about how I've been scheduling them, and some other dispatchers have heeded my advice on that, mm-hmm. and it's been a little better at sometimes. It's just, especially the peak times, it's just impossible.
Yeah, you and Sabrina just do Ubers and those share rides way more than I do.
I haven't done it in a long time. Yeah. I'm not risking it. We actually just parked at a hotel this time around.
For the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, imagine you're sitting there and you go, I got just enough time to get to the airport. And you're waiting for your Uber driver. You wait like 15 minutes and then they cancel on you. And now you're in trouble. And that was the way you were going to get to the airport.
Yeah.
This has been a problem. They said Uber is now saying they're going to invest $250 million to bring back drivers. Rideshare apps are rushing to find more drivers as riders come back. They say we may never get back to the Uber pool days, but Uber execs are bracing for a ridership surge in the coming months and need more folks at the wheel. The company is spending $250 million to recruit and retain drivers with bonuses, guarantee pay, onboarding, and all kinds of stuff if you just come back. Lyft has also acknowledged that rider demand is outstripping driver supply. It may have been that in the peak of the pandemic, it didn't seem obvious because the rider demand was down as the demand was down. And now the rider demand is up and the driver amount is small.
But was there not a huge influx of drivers when it came to Uber Eats and Postmates?
Yeah.
Because that really shot up
I've even seen trouble on that side, which doesn't make any sense because you're right. There was more people going to that when they
when they lost their jobs.
You know what they should do is that they should hire one of those 40-foot barges and say drivers needed for Uber Eats,
yeah,
put it
no.
right on the beach.
They're still not supporting those damn barges off the coast with all these advertisements. Both companies are trying to move past 2020 like it's a bad yearbook photo. Uber is throwing some money at bringing these drivers back. We'll see if it works. And if you are an Uber or Lyft driver, tell us what it's like out there from your side of things, because we're only seeing it from the rider's side. You know, what has it been like from your side? Is it not worth it right now? Are you worried about, you know, the safety of you driving around? Give us your story, as always. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store now. We're back in just a second, live from Jamaica Sandals, what? South Coast in Paradise. We continue next. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
The world's leading specialist at something that's probably amazing.
You just say words
to somebody,
and you hope at the end of the sentence they make sense.
Real Radio, 104.1.
From the
Real Radio, 104.1. If it's important to you, it's on, and probably being mocked by The News Junkie.
We are live in Jamaica. What better place to do a radio show?
Uh-huh.
We're right at Sandals South Coast, and Moses DeWitt, our good friend, joins us here. Mo, settle a bet here. Because last
what night, I'm here for.
As I was calling it quits, right? It's early. It was pathetically early.
It was not. It was like 10-ish.
It was just too early, but I was
so
like,
pathetic. Oh,
let's get a good rest in. Let's ride it hard tomorrow and really enjoy Sandals South Coast here. Did you end up going back out?
Sort of.
Okay. I saw a turn. I was watching you, and I was like, Moses is walking kind of to his place here in Sandals South Coast, and then I saw you swerve right at the last moment.
So we were discussing the various ice cream selections at the ice cream parlor.
Oh, Moses.
In the main area.
Moses, you can lie.
And being the adventurous guy that I am, yeah, quite the partier, yeah, took a little turn, went over to the ice cream parlor, got myself a scoop.
Meanwhile,
wandered on back.
I hear the DJ, I hear the music going, I hear the crowd going nuts in Jamaica, and I'm going, Moses was like, yes.
What's up?
I'm going to party it up with the people right now.
Not quite.
You went and got some ice cream at Giuseppe's. Or
whatever
place it is.
Cafe Paris, whatever it's called.
It's a party still.
This place is fantastic. Now, here's an interesting thing to think about, because I know so many people are burned up with just hanging out at home, and you think, well, I can't really go anywhere, and it's going to be difficult to do, but they got it down here, right? This is just the truth. They really have it down here at Sandals South Coast Jamaica and all the Sandals resorts, because when we get here, number one, I don't think I've ever had as much hand sanitizer on my hands as I did when we left the airport and got into the bus that brought us here.
Oh, yeah, they
you don't have to remember to do it, though. It's just you extend your hand out, and it's
so there's somebody like every 100 yards that just, boom, you get another squirt of the hand sanitizer. Then we go on this nice bus, and they bring us through Jamaica. You get to see the beautiful Jamaican coastlines. And
Sean saw zero billboards.
I didn't see any billboards. I guess there was some.
There were billboards.
I mean, I saw a guy hawking CDs for a little while and thought that I wouldn't know where to play one of those.
Yeah.
A guy in the in an intersection. And I saw all the people driving around.
Well, Jamaica actually has all the CD players that we got rid of where
took
we moved
them
to MP3s.
They took them all here. And so I saw all that. But then we made our way. We get to the resort. Everything in the resort is super controlled, but there's so much room. Like, you're not up tight on anybody. Even in the restaurants and stuff, it's perfectly done. And then Moses is, you know, you're leaving tomorrow or Saturday?
I leave Saturday. I leave a day before you guys leave.
Moses is leaving on Saturday morning, and you are already in the process of, like, what they do to get you to go back. And so you go in, they test you again to make sure you're all good.
Set up the appointment for you. They leave you, like, a card in your room. I mean, amazing.
Did I hear this right? And this is super awesome and super Jamaica. Did you get tested poolside?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh,
it's a poolside room that they've converted to a testing center.
All right. So poolside.
We'll call it poolside.
So
but yeah,
you went in there. How long did it take?
3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, last night they slipped something under my door. They said be here this time, and fill this form out. Filled it out, brought it there. In-N-Out swab me because it gave me my results on the spot, and then you're good to go back to the States.
They say Moses DeWitt's negative. They say get your stuff, or you know, you still got a couple of days.
Get out of here.
You got the run-up to it. But they can do all that stuff on-site, and that's one of the reasons why it feels so comfortable around here. So if you feel like you're trapped and you can't get out, then I've been hearing about people talking about revenge vacations. Like,
No, that's exactly what – that's an absolute trend is that they said that more and more that what once – things start easing up on all their restrictions and they have their plans in place. People are going to go on all the vacations they didn't go on last year and then some.
Let's think about you in particular.
Revenge travel.
You would have probably gone on a honeymoon.
Yes.
In 2020, you had probably gone on a honeymoon. There was another trip I think you were about to take. Wasn't there another one that you were...
Was it in New York or something?
I am going to New York next month. And then,
but there was ones that you put off. I mean, you put off trips, vacations, things that you wanted to go do, people you wanted to go see. And then finally, when you start realizing you hear us, you know, you're like the news junkie somehow made it out of the country and they're saying it's all safe, which it is. And they're saying it's all good. And it feels like normal.
We did half the battle. If they let us back in the country, we know things are going to be okay.
Yeah, right. I think so. But when you get into this position, you're like, that's what I've been missing out on. You know, that time that we didn't get to do this, people are kind of pent up and ready to travel a little bit more.
Let's go. Come on down.
This is what I've been missing out on. It's like brunch every day here.
Sea Lane's Mimosa Crazy in Jamaica.
By the way, we still have our contest going. So realradio.fm/contest. And that means that you are going to have a chance to indulge in a romantic, super sexy, really fun, 4-day, 3-night luxury-included vacation for two adults at any Sandals resorts with locations in Jamaica, Antigua, St. Lucia, the Bahamas, and all that. May we recommend here, South Coast, all day?
Yeah.
And you also get the airfare with American Airlines, your airline to the Caribbean.
By the way, if you're listening on Real Radio 92.1 or Real Radio 101.7, you can go to WZZR.com/contest. And I'm looking at it right here. It says, you know, Real Radio 92.1 wants to send you on a all-inclusive a vacation to Sandals South Coast or, you know, wherever you want to go at these Sandals locations. So WZZR.com/contest or realradio.fm/contest. We want to bring you here where we are. But have you been liking it so far?
I mean, how can you not like it?
Did you go on the catamaran, Mo?
No, I took a little downtime.
Yeah, me too.
Took a little siesta.
Me too.
We did.
I took a little downtime because right after the show yesterday, I made my way over to the beach right by where our place is here. And I see Courtney, she is red as a lobster.
All the girls got, and they're like, we put on so much sunscreen. We put it on, like, you look purple. Something's wrong.
I go up to her. She's staring at outer space. I go up to her on her chair on the beach, and I go,
you okay?
Have you had anything to drink? Are you having a good time? And she goes, a couple Bahama Babas.
Well, you had to translate for her when she was asking me a question.
So I get there. I got there a little bit after you guys did because I had to finish up some loose ends here.
And that's then, number two.
And then and I get there, and Ashley, my wife, tells me I'm the most composed of the three of us.
And I went, and I'm working on this right now.
I go, well, I don't know if that's such a great brag, but my wife has a policy. She does not like being drunker than me.
Yeah.
So if I have to meet her somewhere and she's already had a head start,
you gotta play catch up.
She makes me play catch up.
That's an interesting policy.
She's like, go to the bar. Go to the bar.
Well, that's what we all did. We all go to the beach afterwards. Moses arrives. We're all hanging out there, and we realize the people we've just joined up with didn't just do a show, weren't on the radio like Moses was.
Didn't wait at all.
Didn't wait, and we have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
we chugged. But that catamaran trip, and we're going to, I think, in a little bit, talk to the person in charge of the island routes. I mean,
yeah.
That was a lit party.
How big was this thing?
I didn't even see it.
Is it the one right over there?
Yeah.
I think it's parked in the harbor there.
It's the reggae catamaran, and they give your safety speeches, and then they're like, let's have some fun, endless rum, and then the music started. It's booty dancing. The influencers made their way to the front. Us talk radio folk, we fronted in the back and had a great time.
I couldn't help myself when they were giving the safety speech because they... The guy was like, yeah, the talking about how to put on the life vest. And then he says, oh, the life vest are under the seats. And I just looked at the guy next to me and I was like, under the seats.
Under the seats.
How many times is that actually going to happen in your life? That your Jamaican guy gives you something that close to it?
Before we leave here, I need to find, because I feel like they're going to be nice regardless, but I need to find the one true, honest answer from a local born and raised here in Jamaica. Is it or is it not extremely annoying when white American people do a Jamaican accent?
Yeah. Hey, Mon, every time. Like, Irie.
Do you like it or it's like, oh, here we go. I've got to listen to this.
I got a feeling if there was like three of them and some vacationer walked by and they were like, hey, Mon, it's an Irie day. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, hey, Mon. And then when they walk by, they'd be like, God, asshole. Come on, man.
Screw that, man.
What are you doing? So it didn't rain on you, right? Because it has been beautiful here. But yesterday, right when you guys were going to go on the catamaran, there was a couple of storms that looked like they were going to come this way.
No, we booked it past it.
Yeah, it didn't rain on us. It was good. They took us kind of around the island and then, like, picked a spot to just kind of stop and told everybody, all right, 30 minutes of swim time.
Yeah.
So we just got more drinks because the bar was open. And we're just jumping off the boat, having a grand old time.
I had a...
Sabrina almost got Enrique Iglesias.
Right in the face.
You almost got hit by a drone.
Yes. And from what I understand, the shot looks great because... As soon as the drone came, I think, within 1 inch of my eyeball, it crashed into the boat and fell into the water.
And I
got up from the water. I'm like, you guys saw my boobs, didn't you? And they're like, no, the drone is gone. And I thought
from
maybe
what
I was
heard,
bleeding.
It sunk all the way to the bottom of the ocean, right?
It did. And one guy brought flippers and is the hero of the whole day.
One guy with a mask and flippers went down and got it. It was still lit up. And then they brought
it. I can't believe it was still working.
They brought it on board, and the bartender's like, yeah, you ought to get that salt water out of there. It's Friday circuit board.
It was a good time. It really was.
And we're going to talk to the guy behind all of that and some more folks from here while we continue to hang out at Jamaica in Sandal South Coast Resort here in Jamaica. It's beautiful. We went to a place last night called Schooners and loaded up on that's sort of like the,
seafood?
The seafood restaurant.
Yeah, the lobster steak, yeah.
Yeah, we tried a little bit of everything there. I learned that Moses is allergic to shrimp. And I accidentally ordered shrimp before I learned that. And
nearly killed me.
It's like, Moses, are you allowed to be this close to shrimp? How bad is this going to get?
Not too bad. Adult onset allergy used to be my favorite food.
Really?
Yeah.
That is one of my biggest fears. A guy I used to work with had the same thing, an adult onset allergy to shrimp.
Well, fight it.
And
just keep eating it and fight it, and your body will eventually accept it again.
Are you talking like you would go into an anaphylactic shock kind of situation?
No, it's like my throat will swell up a little bit, my lip will swell up a little bit. Like, I'm still functioning at this point, but I've heard the more you eat it, the worse it gets.
Really?
So
it's not like you can work your way through it?
It's probably not.
God, that was... If it was cheeseburgers or something, I'd be done with life.
My wife always says, because my wife is allergic to avocados, so we never have avocados around. We don't eat guacamole. But she always goes, I kind of like want to try because I hear that you get rid of your allergies or your allergies change over time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying this like right at the beginning of COVID and the lockdown and everything. And I'm like, I don't think we need to be rushing you to a hospital during when it's going to be full of people who either have COVID or think they have COVID or
they
what.
She wanted to go through like an allergy boot camp. Like we've got to
at
just
the worst possible time. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea.
We got so much more to talk about. We got more stories to get into. And of course, your dispatches. You join us on the show next. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store now. Back in just a moment. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Something on your mind? Text us at 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
From the radio. 104.1.
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
We are live from Sandal South Coast in Jamaica.
We just got so much credit.
We get cred. Dino, is this good?
Yeah, man, that's cool. That's cool.
There we go. How do I say it? Buju Banton? I always say it wrong, I think.
I say Buju.
Buju? All right, Buju. I'll keep it to that.
Short and precise.
Yeah. You are from Island Roots, but you are... the person who took these two out on a catamaran yesterday, I believe.
Boy.
Well, I'm not the person that took them out, but
you're the person you're higher up on the food chain.
Kind of.
You, sir, arrange I think the craziest boat party I've ever been to in my life ever.
For some reason, I was home last night, and I kept getting text messages saying that, yay, that was the craziest boat ride we ever had. So I think I'm going to have to give the crew a raise.
Yeah.
But how was it, though? How was the protocols with the sanitization, stuff
everything,
like that?
They made it rain sanitizer, and then they made it rum, rain rum as well.
Okay, cool, cool.
Then we
cool.
did some splashing, then we did some sanitizing.
So they do deserve a raise then.
Absolutely.
Right. No problem.
I put $20 towards the raise as well, and I could do the same as long as I keep drinking pina coladas.
No problem. Sabrina and Sealand said it turned from let's hit the water to a party.
Full-fledged rum and fuse party.
Yeah, I woke up this morning in bed, and I still felt like I was kind of just floating back and forth, back and forth.
That's what it is. When you do an Island Roots catamaran, it's service with a smile.
Yeah. You guys got more than just catamarans, though. I looked through the website on all the stuff you offer. You guys got, like, riding horses on the beach.
Horseback riding, ATVs, dune buggies, dolphin cove, YS Falls, rum factory tours.
Really?
Anything you want to do. Once we sell it, we got the hookup, man.
Awesome.
Every tour that we do includes the pricing, the travel time, ETAs, everything.
There you
Fully
go.
Insured, everything whatsoever.
You can ride the horses in the ocean, you're telling
While
me.
While the horse is swimming, you're on the back.
That's
of
something
it.
Else,
It's a live floating.
So the horse might ride and swim.
Yeah,
and I would if you saw me. The pictures is just me hugging the horse and crying a little bit.
I did that too. I didn't cry, but I hugged. I hugged the horse.
The wildlife here is also incredible. When I was having my morning coffee on the balcony, looking at this gorgeous beach on Sandals South Coast, a sweet baby snow gill or sea crane or something like that sat on our balcony for 45 minutes. Like, didn't want any banana bread.
It was a sea crane. And then if you go at a different location, you'll see peacocks.
We've seen
tons of peacocks.
This guy loves peacocks.
Oh, and I'm in a war with peacocks. Yeah. The peacocks get aggressive. You
not
know how
here.
This is. I'm not fighting the peacocks here.
Yeah.
I have peacocks outside my house at home. Yeah. They wander the neighborhood. They try to bully people.
They bully everyone. once they look in the mirror and see themselves, it's done.
Yeah, they start attacking you.
I look good. Let's go.
If your car is shiny, and then I'll walk near the peacock like I'm going to stand up to it, and then it'll stand right back up to me.
And he'll be like,
Tell me about this catamaran. How big is this thing?
So the catamaran here is about 65 foot.
Oh, wow.
We can take up to 75 people, though.
Yeah.
So as you already know, restrooms, a live DJ on board, very clean, spacious. We sanitize around the clock.
Yeah, I mean, has it been hard adjusting to all this stuff? You know, you guys were shut down for a long time.
So basically, you know, I'd say it's going to be a year. So we have gotten a bit used to it.
Yeah,
we have gotten a bit used to it. It's not going anywhere, man.
Do you think there are parts of it that once everybody tells you you're 100% free and clear to go about how things used to be, you're going to go, we're still going to keep this many sanitizers. We're still going to keep this nice and clean.
Will never be 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
this
I think
is something we're going to have to live with.
Yeah. Of course. And
I swear.
What I do appreciate, though, is that you guys are helping us live with it just a little bit easier. You've made every, there's no worry here.
We
you take care
of
it all.
We try for it to be as seamless as possible for our guests.
Well, I can live with it a lot easier if I'm hanging out with some dolphins. I mean, I think that makes everything a little bit easier.
It makes dolphins is on. The thing about Island Roots, though, we do bucket list tours.
Yeah.
Every tour that we offer is on someone's bucket list.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's the stuff, too, where you see people go on some sort of vacation. They're always thinking, what kind of post, what kind of video, what kind of photo can I get for Instagram? There's like a 20 options of different things you
can do. The minute you hit an island, a beaches or sandals property, there's a tour desk there.
Yeah.
So it's on. The minute you check in, drop your bags off, grab a margarita, grab a pizza.
So I think people might think when they get here that, I didn't schedule that in advance. You're saying, you could do it once you're here.
I think it's even better if you schedule when you're here because you know what you're getting.
Exactly. So
if the tour is like 3 hours away, we're going to tell you that it's 3 hours away.
And make sure everything's set up and ready to go.
Exactly.
So tell me about these dune buggies because I have a need for speed.
Dune buggies are side-bys. A lot of people, it's easier when you tell them it's a side-by. They'll understand what a dune
buggy
is.
Side-by, okay.
So it's the ones that we offer. It's about 45 to 50 minutes away from here. We leave several different times in the morning, like early mornings, mid-morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes you to the location. You ride it for about 45 minutes.
Fine.
The only thing you need is make sure you bring your license.
Got one
and
of those.
That's easy enough.
Cross those shoes and you're good.
Yeah, okay. We have a question for you. We were wondering about this earlier. Were you born in Jamaica?
Yes.
Okay, you can perfectly answer this question for
us.
Go
ahead, sir.
You're an expert in this field, then.
I hope so.
No, there's no judgment here. We want honesty.
I hope so.
When a bunch of people from, we're from Florida, but mm-hmm. anyone from the U.S. comes here to a place like Sandals, to Jamaica, mm-hmm. and by day four or day five, they're hitting you with the hey mons and the feeling Iries.
Yeah, it is.
Is it a little cringe, or are you like, no, I like that this is happening. They're embracing what's happening here in Jamaica.
I like it because that means you're fully immersed in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right.
I like it.
Good. Because we're going to be doing that.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
I have
it's cool.
To be
See,
honest,
some people call it immersion. Some people call it appropriation. Yeah, but you just got to make sure you get with the right people.
Nothing sounds more beautiful than the Jamaican accent, and yeah. I am being surrounded by it. It just it sounds lovely and sexy, and just always positive attitude. And I
it's
happening right now. It's slipping out of me.
The thing with Jamaica is when you really hear, it's really no problem. It's for real. It's no problem. It's easily resolved situations.
Yeah.
After a year of stressing out over everything, it is so nice to be surrounded by this vibe.
Where were you born in Jamaica?
Me, I would say 25 minutes away from
okay,
here.
Okay, so not far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the South Coast is something I wasn't even familiar with before we got here.
The South Coast is more, I would say, more countryside.
Okay.
Yeah, more reserved, more countryside.
And we were thinking about a lot of things. We were talking on the show. We were talking about maybe getting a helicopter from the airport to come over here and land. So
yeah, and then I threw up on myself because they're terrifying. But
helicopters
what were you
are
saying?
Frightening because it's a shorter thing than the bus ride. But should take the bus ride.
If you did, because I'd say it took you about an hour and a half.
Yeah, right about that, yeah.
If you took a helicopter ride, it would be about 20 minutes.
And that's what was enticing.
It would be 20 or 25 minutes.
We wouldn't have gotten such an up-close look of all these cool places that we got to drive through.
That hands-on, touchy-feely thing. You get it more. You get more hands-on, more culture you're on the road.
We want people doing stuff. To experience exactly what we're experiencing here today. Also, driving around here,
mm-hmm.
does it take getting used to? Because
it would take getting used to you, because
we're on the other side.
Americans say you're on the other side.
Yeah,
so it would take getting used to.
I don't think the wrong side of the road part was the getting used to.
Jamaican drivers are like zooming in and out,
but they work together.
Tell me something. Have you ever been to New York?
Yes. Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah. No, but the Jamaican drivers are actually good at it. Yeah. The New Yorkers are terrible at it.
Have you ever been to India?
No. But that's I've seen what that looks like. Yes.
So it's just like that.
Yeah.
That,
I would if I go to India, I think I'm just going to be in a giant metal bubble of some sort because I will definitely hit something or get hit by someone.
India, the driving in India is crazy.
Madness. Yeah. Huh?
We don't got to drive here though. Got swimming. I'm definitely going to get on the
island. Island Roots gives you an option for everything at your fingertips.
Well, Dino is the guy to see here mm-hmm. from Island Roots at the Sandals South Coast here in Jamaica.
I mean, you name it, they got it. The bamboo river rafting on the Great River.
The dolphin experience, dune
zip
buggies,
off-road,
rum factory,
off-roading in the Land Rover.
Shopping.
And do as much as you can. Make the most of your time here because people are always going to do this thing. When you go back from wherever you came from, people are going to go, how was it?
Listen,
if you just sat by the pool the whole time, you don't have any good stories.
You can't come to Jamaica and stay at a hotel and tell anyone that, hey, I went to Jamaica.
Exactly. Yeah,
anyone can do that.
Get out there and experience things. Precisely. And Dino's your guy for that. Dino, thanks for hanging out with us.
You're welcome, guys.
Appreciate it.
Cool. All right, have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
We're back with more in just a moment. In fact, we got the next episode coming up in just a bit from Sandals South Coast here in Jamaica. You want to say what's coming up on the next episode?
Do I?
I didn't tell you about
that. What's coming up on the next episode? You like crime TV? How about making money while watching it? I got an opportunity for you. We drink a lot, but apparently not as much as Gary Oldman because, he's met... What? Because I'll tell you later. And also,
Tatis was right there.
Paul McCartney stole a blanket, and now his debt is going up for auction. All that and so much more coming up on the next episode.
I wonder how many Bahama Mamas Courtney's had so far.
I asked Brittany. I said, Brittany, can you wait to get drunk with me later, please?
Wait for us, please.
I don't plan on it. And I'm like, no, that means you guys are going to be blacked out again.
We showed up there like, how was your radio show thing? Like, oh, you guys got the better side of this thing. We're back with the next episode in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Real.
On the bright side, we're not dead yet. You're listening to the News Junkie.
The next episode in just a moment. All things happening in the world of entertainment and beyond. A lot of people are saying they want to head out here to Jamaica, where we're broadcasting live.
I hope you do.
And you should.
Yeah,
and
there's some people on the texting service that are already looking up packages and seeing how they could get out here. And somebody asked me if you need to be vaccinated. That's negative.
No.
You just need a negative test.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm fully vaccinated, and that hasn't even come into play. Like, it hasn't, like, nobody's asked for it. And, in fact, they say you still got to do all the same stuff if you are.
You do. And, but what's great about Jamaica and visiting here, Visit Jamaica, and the folks that we talked to from the Jamaica Tourism Board, that they explain everything they need to do.
Yeah.
Like tenfold, and they have PDFs and all the information and links, and I mean, really, if you are truly considering it, we have a bunch of advice we could offer as well. It's a very simple process, and then once you walk through these Sandals South Coast doors, then all the stress is gone.
Well, even before that, I mean, that's what I'm just trying to be honest about things. So I've told you, like, I've been a little skeptical of the resort type stuff and the all inclusive stuff, but what is not to dig about? You buy your tickets, and then when you land, you don't even have to think about money.
No.
Like, it doesn't cross your mind. You're like, oh, what are we budgeting for the next couple of weeks?
The first day we were here, I brought my wallet around with me, and then I went, I don't know why. First off, if I was even going to give somebody cash, I don't have it.
Right.
And so, but then it's just like, all I need is, I don't need my ID because everybody here is adults. You're already clear with that. All you need is your damn room key.
Also, we didn't mention this, but
if you lose that, someone will bring you a new one.
Yeah.
After the show yesterday, when we went to meet all the girls on the beach, and this
what's up, ladies?
Probably would have been a little bit different if we were in a situation where we were spending money at every bar we went to every time we ate, but we're not doing that here at Sandals South Coast. And we go to the beach, and then each of the ladies reminds us or tells us, informs us, that they have spent money on a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Allegedly for the kids in Jamaica.
I was going to share that because as of this morning, none of them have received that said bottle of wine.
I think Courtney
that was
got
supposed
hers.
To be. Courtney texted the girl group saying that it has not been received
yet.
Oh,
maybe it was another bottle of wine we had. I told her that. I said, that seems
like you're
maybe
not supposed to spend money here, you guys. But maybe there was something, a fundraiser of some sort. We're not saying that it doesn't exist. It just,
just
they drank
helpful.
So much. I feel like maybe a mermaid came up and they live to tell the tale.
Well, let's get into it. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Hey, man! It's Sandals, Jamaica. When somebody says, hey, man, everybody says, hey, man, back.
Nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina. Hey!
Are you ready for the next episode?
Yeah!
The next episode brought to you by Home Loans Radio. I need to stop. Okay, Home Loans Radio. HomeLoansRadio.com. Check out the Home Loans Radio show every Saturday morning on Real Radio 104.1. But if you go to the website, you can listen to all the past episodes and get direct access to that mortgage guide, Dawn, or just click apply now and start your journey towards refinancing your home or buying your first one. HomeLoansRadio.com. 21 years ago, 2000. It's a classic. Everyone knows it. What does he need? More cowbell.
Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
More cowbell. Christopher Walken's enthusiasm for the cowbell. Will Ferrell's gut was out. And then Jimmy Fallon's absolute inability to keep a straight face. Classic Jimmy. 21 years ago.
That was before he ripped his thumb off, right?
I think it was his ring finger because his engagement got declawed or something.
Degloved himself. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
So doctors are going to start performing brain function tests on DMX to see if there's any activity up in here. And things are looking okay.
A monster.
Set to be tested for brain function. He remains on life support after, I guess it was a heart attack following the OD. Rough Riders, Earl Simmons, he remains in the hospital in White Plains, New York. They say he's said to be in grave condition, while other people are saying that he does have brain activity. There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, I've heard back and forth on it too, but it just, like we said yesterday, it just doesn't look good.
It was the edited version. I knew
Thank
it. Says,
God.
It says clean too. Brain it, chill. Sources claim.
Talking to yourself.
Party up, rapper, because they almost poo-pooed. Some brain activity, while another said he was in a vegetative state, so maybe he's just like.
Go ahead. Where are you going with that?
Maybe he just. Man, that new show.
You were going to make a vegetative state joke.
Something about a smart vegetable or something like that.
Like the VeggieTales.
That,
keep moving.
That new. Where do you go from here? Who let the dogs out? More like who let PETA's attitude out? Nowhere. It's always just there. They don't like the new Rebel Wilson dog grooming show.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Pooch Perfect, which is also what I call my dog.
Wow.
It debuted last week. It's already on PETA's radar. Rebel Wilson hosts the show. They, pit dog grooming teams against each other, and then they fight the dogs to the death.
So, no, I was just about
hosted
to say,
by Michael Vick.
I was just about to say, why is PETA so mad? And then, no. So is it because they do bedazzle their hair and they spray paint them and stuff?
Yeah, because of all the dye and stuff. They say dogs are smart, loyal individuals. They're not here for human amusement, and unfortunately, shows like Pooch Perfect can encourage people to restrain their dogs and reach for the dye.
Oh,
even though
for the dye.
Doing runs the risk of causing an allergic reaction that could be fatal, in addition to stressing the animal out. The show also earned some angry tweets saying, "You can't convince me dogs like being poked, cut, bedouled, and dressed up like this."
You imagine if Moses took his wolf dogs and got them all done up like that?
Sure
I always wanted to get
it.
Like a, you know, people have those like Louis Vuitton dog carriers like for the little dogs. I wanted to get like a giant one of those
full size?
Just to carry,
the German
carry Dexter around in.
That'd be amazing. Well, if you like watching true crime shows, then perhaps you can afford that giant German Shepherd-sized Louis Vuitton bag. Here we go. Those promotional gigs where people get paid a bunch of money to watch something and then write about their experience on social media. It's usually stuff like Lifetime movies or like Friends on repeat.
All right.
This one is true crime shows and people that are obsessed with them. It's called MagellanTV.com. Which is surprising. Usually it's like government.com or WeBuyCouches.com that do very random giveaways unrelated to their URL. But they're looking for a team of people who spend 24 hours watching true crime TV in exchange for, you ready, $2,400.
Well, that's not a lot.
No.
Well, it's $100 an hour before taxes. And if you fall asleep, cool, but you do have to finish within 48. So there you go.
Mo and I were talking about this show. I don't know if you guys have been when you're back at the hotel room going through the channels here, but I landed on this show and Mo's like, yeah, I was watching that. It's called, what's it called? Court video? Court cam.
Have
you seen
watched
this?
It last
oh,
night.
Oh, man.
That was weird.
The one I was watching, you know, because they don't have cops anymore. They don't have all these cop shows. They had the.
They don't have one anymore?
They don't have caps or cops. And they they have this court cam show. And it's inside all these courtrooms, like the one in Miami, the one, you know, the ones that make national news and stuff. And the one I was watching was a deposition of a guy, and he hated the attorney that was asking him the questions in the deposition, and he was yelling at him. He was popping pills in the middle of it, and the attorney's like, "What pills are you putting in your mouth?" And he's like, "I'm not telling you." And he's like, "But if you took them, you wouldn't be so fat anymore." And
whoa.
I was like, "What the hell am I watching here?"
That's rude. Also rude, we thought Madea was dead, and she is not.
She's alive?
She is alive, and now we get to see her all, well, growing up.
Hello.
It's called Mabel, and Tyler Perry may be done with playing Madea, but the character will live on in the form of a prequel series he's developing for Showtime. Long before she was the force of nature known as Madea, she was a smart, fierce, irresistible, dangerous, crazy 20-something black woman named Mabel Simmons. When she moved to Atlanta in 1972, she set the city and the world
on fire.
Hello. No more details following that. I only have time for so many more. Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman, familiar?
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, he's one of those guys who you can't really picture him, and then when you look him up, you're like, yeah, I know that
guy. Isn't he a villain a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
And I'm sure a lot of people immediately think of the very short black actor from Good Time, or from... Who was the tiny, short, little
Gary
guy?
Coleman.
Oh, Gary Coleman.
You should have let her struggle.
Ah, sorry.
Gary Oldman is not that, but he used to drink so much vodka, he would sweat it. And he says, my tongue would be black. Shall we dive into this?
Yeah.
And make us feel a little bit better about ourselves? He says he's up for the Academy Award for playing the lead actor in Netflix-produced film Mank. He sat down for an interview to discuss his acting, and they just jumped right into his alcoholism. It's been 24 years since he had a drink. He did two stints in rehab before he finally quit for good. And then he said, people romanticize it. I even romanticized it. Like, you look at all the big quotes. A great line from Dorothy Parker. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Right? Scott Fitzgerald said, you take the first drink and the drink takes you.
He was Gordon in Batman The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Gordon.
He was in so many things. Look at this guy's IMDb. It was like for days and days and days.
He said he used to sweat vodka. It became such a part of you. My tongue would be black in the morning. This line I don't get. I blamed it on the shampoo.
How?
Were you eating your shampoo?
See, has your tongue ever been black in the morning?
I just checked it.
Yeah. If his hasn't been black, then it doesn't happen.
So, yeah, don't drink that much vodka. And congratulations to Oldman, who is now 74 and up for an Academy Award. America's Best Southern Man, Leslie Jordan. You know him. You love him. I will remind you.
Screw him.
Oh, hey, yeah. That guy's funny.
Well, he's so funny that he once spat on Gary Busey.
All right.
And what did he blame? Full circle. Hypoglycemia. Okay. From earlier. He says he did an interview with The Guardian, and, well, you should read it in its entirety, but here are some of the highlights. On sharing a cell with Robert Downey Jr., both of them got DUI on the same night, and because they couldn't let him out that particular state, they had to wait till they weren't drunk. He shared bunks with Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. did not remember him.
Moses, let's say I'm thrown in a holding cell or in a jail cell with Robert Downey Jr. And Robert Downey Jr. is like, yeah, man, totally did it.
Come on.
Did all this stuff. And then I say, look, throw away the charges against me. I'll tell you, I'll rat out Robert Downey Jr. Can I maneuver that and be a rat and get out of my charges?
Yeah, you can. And that's why people like that will testify a lot when people confess to them in jail when they're arrested. So, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, people start asking me why I'm there, ask me questions. And you never know if that's a possibility.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. Then they could even be someone undercover. It could be an undercover cop who's just in
what,
the jail cell.
They can
cell.
Do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
They can put an undercover cop in your jail cell and that's not entrapment?
Well, you might have some
is anything
some
really entrapment?
Issues there. There's some possible defenses to it, but again, you're volunteering the information. So
don't.
It depends how they extract it from
you. I remember so many times when I was younger, you were like, that cop can't hide off to the side of the road and get me for speeding. That's entrapment.
Yeah.
And
when
you
I
learn
went
it's
to
like,
go,
that's not
yeah,
entrapment.
Very little things are entrapment.
You go to buy weed and they have to tell you they're a cop.
Yeah.
But actually on that court cam show I was watching last night that you were talking about, the judge in the sentencing mentioned the jail call that he made to his mother. Because he called his mom and said, oh, I'm a young blonde kid. I'm sure I'll just get a slap on the wrist for this,
yada.
And all those calls are recorded. They can use those calls against you. So be very careful when you're making calls out of the jail.
You guys done with jury duty part one?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, we're just doing the interesting stuff. Back to whatever you were doing.
Dude, who was I talking about?
Gary Coleman.
Gary Goldman.
No, I wasn't.
Gary
Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Nope, I wasn't. Leslie Jordan. We moved on from Gary Goldman already.
He spit on one guy.
It doesn't even matter. It was actually a great story, but
no,
I guess
keep going.
If yourselves. Gary Busey was in the house with Leslie Jordan during Big Brother. I have no passion behind this story anymore.
Why?
The house was a dump, so he uttered the words F. Ryan Murphy.
Moses, entrapment as a... Don't get mad. You're in Jamaica.
Get even. Moses, I'll see you in court to sue Sean. And finally, this band right here.
Metallica?
That is incorrect. It is the opposite of not mega Born.
Megadeth.
Thank you. They're selling NFT now, up for auction.
Really?
Non-fungible token that rocks. It's going to be Megadeth Genesis token, features the band's logo along with their Vic Rattlehead mascot. Two primary images spinning counter each other over the six-second piece of digital art.
Okay.
The band has officially minted the NFT, which is a one-of-one piece. Rarity of the item combined with the fact that it's the group's first foray into the NFT market, which is why our friend put the bid on your NFT.
Oh, you it's want not, the first one.
It's the history part. It's the first one Real Radio ever does, first one News Junkie ever does, and that's what people want to collect.
So this means as a thank you to him, we have to at least do a couple more to get them out there, because the first person, we want to bump up the value.
Exactly. This is how Sean becomes NFT guy.
TNJNFT.com. Mm-hmm. You guys can put your own NFTs on that website.
Oh, now, how convenient.
I'm sorry that I beat you to it, and that I'm faster, and that I'm more skillful on the computer, and that I'm NFT rich right now. I'm sorry.
On the BoobTube, Sierra Smear of Rebel on ABC, second season premiere of Everything's Gonna Be Okay. Is it, though?
Well, it is for us.
Law & Order, SVU, Grey's Anatomy, also on tonight. You can catch Mark Wahlberg on Kimmel, and you can catch us in South Coast, Jamaica. Say it with me, America.
Smoke weed every day.
Thank you, Sabrina. When we come back, we've got so much stuff to get into. We have jury duty on the way. You have we might get into this rum thing today. We might. There's an expert who might be willing to help us out tomorrow, so we're not sure whether we're going to do that now or later.
Yeah, I got to be honest, because I was just going to go grab all the rums that they have.
Which we can still do. We can do that today and tomorrow. Okay, question. Can we get shots at the bars? We got some.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I've already done one today.
You want to do a shot?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm absolutely down to do a shot. But I remember there's some places where you go and they're like, no, we don't do shots. Like on a cruise ship, can you get a shot?
I have no idea.
When you do the all-you-can-drink package with a cruise ship, a lot of times, like when I did mine, they're like, we have to put ice in it because the cameras are watching us. But no, not here. I've multiple times.
They love shots.
Even here. Including once during today's show, have gone and done a shot of tequila at the bar.
Should we do a shot when we come back?
Yeah.
I'm down. Yeah, all right. Looks like we got a plan.
Let's turn up the heat. You know what? We'll get revenge on the girls.
Aha! Who's getting drunk today, now?
Today, we're showing up to them, Mangle.
We'll turn this up a notch and see if we can get them back for yesterday. We'll be back with shots in just a moment. Live from Jamaica, Sandals, South Coast, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real. High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie. Are we human? Or are we
dancer? My sign is final. You know, I think a lot of people are going to be doing exactly what we're doing, which is freaking out and traveling somewhere. We're live from the beach right now, and we're live in Jamaica from Sandals, South Coast. And it's the first time a lot of people have been able to do this, but they say that people are getting ready for either the whoring 20s or slutty summer. They're not sure what to call this just yet because the singles are as ready to mingle as one could possibly be.
Let's
right
get
now.
Slutty.
They want to get out there. They want to party. They want to meet some people. And
it's like the whoring 20s. That sounds pretty funny. 20,
it does. It sounds great.
Beautiful plan words.
They said a few weeks ago, Ashwin Deshmukh saw something he hadn't in over a year.
It's a different name.
He said, it's happening. Host is escorting a couple out of a Soho restaurant for bathroom sex. They met outside an hour ago. Okay. Twitter had one response. New York is back, baby. The whoring 20s are here. The bathroom hookup is just the start of the wave of debauchery that's about to hit the city. So it's like this couple is supposedly the one that's bringing it all back. All the passion is coming back now. They said some have dubbed it Slutty Summer or the Whoring 20s. Others have proclaimed it's going to be called Shot Girl Summer, which is a parody of Hot Girl Summer from Megan Thee Stallion, I should say. So it's happening right now, and people are starting to break loose. If you're looking for something a little more laid back, maybe this is the place you want to go. And
But there is a party side.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you should
get wild.
I'm going to drag y'all. I'm going to try, because I mostly have to drag myself. Tonight I'm staying up.
That's what I said.
Tonight I am staying up, and so you should follow all of our Instagrams because my story's going to be lit. I'm going to influence her tonight.
Big deal if we're hurting for the final show from Jamaica. Big deal.
Yeah, big whoop.
I mean, I've already thought about, obviously I've thought my wardrobe through for the first two days of this show.
Have you been on
they have.
Fleek, man.
Flamingos yesterday, little watermelons today on Sea Lane Show.
Tomorrow, it might just be a bathing suit and the robe from the room.
Yeah, just really loose. Yeah. Kicking it loose around
here. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Did you guys notice anything about our flight over here? I just wanted to throw that by everybody.
Besides
anybody
the internal panic I was having?
Something about the people who were working on the flight.
They thought we were going to Orlando all the time.
That was a problem. They did get the city screwed up as we were flying around. One thing that I noticed was somebody who was in the cockpit of the plane. Anybody notice that? Moses noticed this.
I didn't look
this.
At the cockpit.
Moses noticed this.
We weren't in the front row like you guys.
The cockpit of the plane, the pilot seat of the plane, was occupied by a woman. We had a woman pilot.
How dare they?
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's cool. You don't see it all that often. It's like, I forgot who it was who has a joke about when, I think it's Bill Burr, when he got on a flight one time and he saw that it was a black pilot. And he's like, oh, he started talking to him about how you don't see that much and the interesting difference that you see. And this all comes up for a reason. Because you don't see it that often. United Airlines has said they're gone on record as of this week saying they're going to try to mix it up a little bit more. United Airlines say they've pledged $1.2 million in scholarship fees to ensure its pilot training schools are more diverse. They say they want to train 5,000 new pilots by 2030 with a goal to have at least 50% of the new students be either women or people of color. However, this announcement was met from mixed reaction. Now, these are the folks who say, and I agree with this largely, hire the best people. You know, hire the best people for the job. But when you look at this and you go, if you could spread this out, if they could put some focus on it, I don't see anything wrong with it at all. And they're standing behind this. They say all the highly qualified candidates we accept into the academy, regardless of race or sex, will have met or exceeded the standards we set for admittance. And
for admittance?
They
get admittance?
They said the Pilot Institute, which sounds official, the Pilot Institute shared that 6.8% of all pilots are women. So that's not a lot.
No.
Only 6.8%. And only 1% of U.S. pilots are black women. So these numbers are incredibly low. And United Airlines is stepping up and saying they're going to do something about that. And look, we got here alive. She did a great job. The flight was fantastic.
Well, I think, you know, historically, a lot of pilots came out of the military. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a disparity in the military there. Just because training's so expensive. So a lot of people don't go through the private training, but I think you're seeing more pilots go through private training now.
It's also pretty cutthroat, from what I heard. Like it's when you get in, you don't make the big pilot money that people think pilots make.
No, you have
make.
To go. So you start. You know, usually you get your private pilot's license, then you get your CFI, so you're a flight instructor. You get your hours being a flight instructor, then you may go to a regional airline, and then you kind of work your way up.
It's a big process. So I can see companies taking news like this and probably trying to reach out, offering programs, giving the opportunity for grants and scholarships so that we will see this diversity.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And
so you have to be a flight instructor before you can be a bigger pilot? Like, you have to teach people before you can get to the big leagues?
You don't have to, but that's how people get their hours. So basically, because they can fly, and someone else is basically paying for that flight time.
Because the barrier entry is pretty big. You've got to learn how to fly a plane, and a big plane at that.
Right, and it's just so expensive. I think Emirates, because there's a pilot shortage, they started their own, like, flight school over in maybe the UAE or Dubai or someplace like that, just because they need pilots. They can't get them. And the flight training, you know, it's probably, what, $60,000, $80,000 to go from start to finish?
That's steep.
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive.
It's a lot. It's not a cheap hobby to get into it, especially if somebody's going to try to turn it into a job. You'll end up way, way in debt. All right, cheers, everybody.
Hey.
Sabrina, C-Lane.
To not being in debt.
Moses is ceremoniously drinking along
lady
with us.
To lady pilots.
Not taking a shot as we are.
Cheers to you, C-Lane. Everyone saw on the internet that you denied my cheers.
Oh, wow. What is this? Oh, my God.
It's Jameson.
Tastes different in the islands. It's got some punch to it.
Boy.
Let's go to some dispatches. We have so many of you chiming in with your dispatches from the News Junkie app. Here is Tony with a dispatch.
What's up, News Junkies?
Hey, bud.
I'm a little jealous here in Jamaica right now, but I hope you guys are having a good time. So you want to talk about side hustles or whatever way to make money?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, me and a buddy of mine would sell Jello shots on the beach to spring breakers, charge them $7 a piece, and they were buying them like hotcakes. We would sell out pretty much within hours of us making them.
That doesn't sound legal.
Not. And back in the day, I guarantee if you tried that now, they'll be like, can I see your permit, please? Right. Where is your kitchen? Where did you pass all the inspections?
Yeah, somebody's going to scoop you up.
I feel like he's going to rope-a-dope us in a second because he hasn't gotten to the part where he mentioned specifically whether or not there is alcohol in these Jello shots.
Oh, he might have.
Because if there wasn't, the profit margin on this is going to be insane.
Let's see what he said.
And it costs us less than $10 to make a batch of them because the Jello is like a dollar something, and like we buy like the really cheap vodka from Costco, the big liter bottles of small vodkas. We're making a killing, probably like $300-$400 every single day. That's where we got in trouble with the police.
There you go.
Whoopsie.
Every story ends that way. It started off great until we were talking about earlier, Moses, you missed this, but we were talking about how people send each other money on Venmo or Cash mm-hmm. App or whatever. And when you put notes in there, in some situations when people are doing a full-on mortgage lookup on you, they can not only see that somebody sent you money on Venmo, but they can see the notes. And they're like, you might have put drugs as a joke or something about sex or whatever. And B-Dobbs is chiming in.
What up, junkies? I hope you guys are enjoying your little vacation that you're on, working vacation. So this is on the topic of putting memos in the Venmo bars or whatever. My old roommate and I, we would send each other rent money or bill money, things like that. But, you know, when you're living with your best friend, you put some interesting things in the memo part, to say the least. And he was telling me that his mom finally got on Venmo and commented on the colorful language that we would send back and forth to each other. And it's always pretty awkward when the mom sees bro talk, if you will. But yeah, you know, so you always gotta be careful. You never know who's gonna see it. So enjoy the rest of your time, guys. Can't wait to see you when you get back.
Peace. You know what? You know what I thought B-Dobbs was gonna say? I thought he was gonna say something about working at a funeral home if there was notes going back and forth based on the clientele there. If somebody was paying on Venmo and they were like, note line, my dead dad, or like something blatant.
That lit dead party.
Yeah, that thankfully wasn't the case.
I don't think they pay for funeral services through Venmo.
Not yet. The future is close, though. It's happening soon.
An NFT for a great funeral?
Would not be surprised. Here's Disco Stew.
Hey, news junkie. Something kind of cool. My brother Chip Hawthorne is driving a lawnmower across the state.
Why?
From one end of Highway 50 to the other. He's starting in Titusville and he's ending in Spring Hill.
Nice.
And he's doing it all live on Facebook. Just look up Main Street Mower.
Cool.
It's a charitable thing that benefits Habitat for Humanity. Also, you could check out mowathon.com.
Thank you, Disco Stu.
Mowathon weird. Sounds like something that Moses would do.
That's Courtney's family member, just for the record. Hawthorne is the same last name. Yeah.
Wait, Chip, they actually know each other?
Yeah, no, it's her cousin, I think. And Chip is a big fan of the show, too. He's been out to a bunch of events and stuff, and going across the
country.
Already
on his way, huh?
Or going quite a distance on a lawnmower right now. Good luck out there. Be safe. It's hot as hell. Here's, let's see, Rub Tug with Dispatch.
Hey, junkies. Hope you're having fun in Jamaica.
Chip just left, man.
What kind of show are you running?
Where did he
people?
Say that he was going?
He's headed across the state, I think.
I thought you meant the United States. Because I'm like, you just started, man. You're like 2 miles out of Orlando.
You got to get at least down the road before we're checking in on this. He's got like a little face on a map.
Yeah, it's Google Maps. I guess he set it up so you could see him. Yeah, so right now he's by Tuscanoosa.
All right.
Tuscanoosa.
Where's he going? Is he going all the way across the state?
He's by Claremont right now, so if he's taking this road, zoomed in too much, now he's by Link Printing.
That's part of the journey right there.
I guess he's just taking 50 all the way?
Ah,
or maybe he's going up? Good
130
luck.
130 miles.
Yeah, there you go. Chip Hawthorne, good luck. Rub Tug is the name that made Moses immediately lose respect for me. I saw it in his face.
Hey, I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
And
how's it going out there?
I haven't driven people since the pandemic started last March. So I've been strictly doing just food. because, you know, I'm afraid to let anyone
in your car.
In my car now. So that's where I'm at. But Uber keeps trying to get me to turn on rides again. But
yeah, I see they're trying to get the drivers.
I'm still squeamish. Plus, my car's kind of dirty.
You got to clean that up, bud. All right, we're going to come back with a bunch more of you, including we got to get to Jamaica for life, right? We're in his place here. We're hanging out in Jamaica on the beach right now doing the show. We got more for you on the way. Stay right where you are. We're live from Sandals South Coast in Jamaica. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1. Forever hovering over life's great dump button. You're listening to the News Junkie.
We are live from Sandals South Coast in Jamaica. I feel like this is the guy to know here, Sabrina and C-Lion. Carl's the hotel manager.
Carl's the guy.
Carl's got some sway around here. You can make things happen around Sandals South Coast, I'm thinking, Carl.
He already has. I mean,
so they tell me.
Yeah. This place, let me tell you, beautiful. I've never seen anything like it. The best management I can tell by far, by many, many miles. So thank you for having us here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. But, you know, I'm just the head of the team. It's the team that do all the work.
You got a hell of a team.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
Thank you.
I noticed
that, and I know a lot of people probably say that, but we're serious.
I haven't noticed this on everybody, but I have noticed a couple people. Carl is wearing, that's your face on the button there?
Yes, it is.
So that, because a lot of people are wearing masks the whole time. They're smart. We want to put forth the friendly face here. And I think that's a cool idea.
And the picture turned out really nice. If you were to see our work badges that also have our pictures on
garbage.
Sean and I and C-Lane, I mean, we did a really awful job with our faces.
We weren't ready.
I just want to say, very charming looking button you have there, Carl.
Thank you.
Carl, how do you get from, you said you were from near Manchester?
Yes.
How do you get from there to Jamaica? What's that journey like?
Smart journey.
Well, the journey for me started 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in the industry 40 years.
Really?
Wow.
Started out as a chef, and this is my 10th country.
Wow.
Really?
On my world tour.
How long have you been in Jamaica?
I've been in Jamaica coming up to 3 years. I first came to the Caribbean in 1994.
Wow, that's incredible.
I've worked a few islands in the Caribbean and then went off to Middle East, Asia. And Caribbean is like home to me, so it was inevitable I was going to come back.
Now, it takes a certain kind of person to have that sort of journeyman's take on life, where you're going to go from place to place and you're going to fill your life with adventures and experience all these different countries and cultures. How does Jamaica compare to some of the other places where you've lived and spent time?
You know, every country you go to has its own culture and its own people. And the big thing about Jamaica are the people. And you see around the resort here, everybody talks about the team members here and how friendly they are and how willing they are to do things. And that is the Jamaica hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love it here.
Yeah.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah.
And we're excited just to bring a little bit of that positivity back over. Is it still across the pond if it's Jamaica back to Florida?
It's a small pond.
It's a different kind of pond. But what I love is that everybody, and I'm sure Jamaica and their tourism is what they thrive on. They do it so well. And after having such a tough year in 2020, back to happy is the phrase here at Sandals South Coast. And we've seen nothing short of it. Everyone is happy. And we don't ever want to leave, I think, is what I'm getting to.
Can we stay here forever is the question.
Do you have any openings?
We have no problem with you staying here forever.
It's going to be expensive, right?
The only issue we have is I'd have to charge you.
Yes. Carl, that's going to add up for us.
We'll put it on Sean's credit card first, if that's cool.
Everything here is, as we've said, done the right way, I think. And we were introduced to this concept of when you get your room, you get your butler. And in this case, we've got these two guys who are butlers for our rooms. And they have
A-team.
They have the greatest personalities. They are so good at making you comfortable. My door bell rings yesterday, right? I go to the door and I go, oh, I think you guys got the wrong room because they got like this tray full of stuff. And they're like, no, you remember us, right? This is for you. And they come in
fresh plate of fruit, fresh thing of cookies, drop it on, and I'm like, this is, I didn't even ask for this. This is fantastic. Yes.
When Dennis and Denrick had dropped it off, they had closed the door, and then I ran back out, and I'm like, I was just thinking about going to get a snack. Like, how did you know this? You are a guardian angel, and I love you. And he's like, thank you so much. I'm like, I know that I've just put in a lot of emotion into that thank you, but it was everything that they have done for us, including the safety and the cleanliness, to the snacks at the perfect time. Like, it has been a beautiful experience.
Excellent, excellent. And you know, they're trained to go above and beyond. You know, they're trained to meet you on arrival and judge you. Mm-hmm. You know, have a look, see how you are, what you feel, and then take it from there. We always say that, you know, you can fill in your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, your meal periods with them, where you want to dine, and they can sort it out. And they'll take care of the gaps in between.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what you're talking about, is those little gaps that you don't think you need it, or you might sort of question, and then all of a sudden it's there for you.
They went above and beyond to go out of their way and deliver Sabrina the room key that she locked inside the room
right
last night. While we were having dinner. And they looked swell doing it.
Yeah, Carl, I never have done this before, but it was right after we had walked out that I'm like, I left my key. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a whole process. Don't have my license. No. It was the butlers immediately, first of all, changed. They were dressed to the nines and brought over the key, and they said, we made sure to stock you up on your alcohol, and we'll see you tomorrow and get you all set up. And I'm just like, I don't ever want to do anything else. Like, I sandals South Coast for every vacation until I pass away in the Jamaica waters.
Carl, walk me through this, because there's a question in here, and that is, how do you get people to be this good? What's the process when you hire somebody on? Is there like a boot camp you put new employees through to teach them how to learn the sandals way?
Well, this is a great question. And, you know, we say we hire the attitude and we train the rest. So it's a process that we go through for, of course, the steps for hiring. It'll go from initial stage HR through. But every stage we're looking for those right people with the right qualities. You know, some people come in at a certain level, let's just say in the kitchen or dining room, and then we see those qualities to become butlers later on.
Sure.
You know, so we take them and we can train them the sandals way. We have our own corporate university. We have online classes that we do every month to give them the knowledge and what they need to grow within the company.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I love that. And I know that we've spoken to a bunch of people who have actually been on several different Sandals property. Like, you have this giant family and all these exotic, wonderful places across the world. I even had the opportunity to speak to the CEO yesterday, Mr. Rainier, and he gave us the tease that it was, hold on, where's the
Carousel.
New place?
Carousel. Yeah,
yes.
And so it's just, I love the idea that once you become part of Sandals, then you're kind of set here and you're surrounded by family and you get to make new friends as more and more people come to visit your property.
Yeah, and we have internal promotions. We also have resort promotions. So you can, if there's a vacancy in another resort, you can go to another resort. We have overseas programs. That's sort of put on hold now because of the whole pandemic.
Right.
But we also send people from the resorts here in Jamaica and other islands to other resorts that need them, maybe Turks and Caicos, because of their occupancy. So we have overseas programs. So there's a lot for them to grow and to want to stay with Sandals.
You know, go ahead.
Do a lot of the staff members stay here on property, or is it a commute from somewhere else in Jamaica? And is it like that and the other Sandals properties as well?
So on property here is mainly managers and a few supervisors, the entertainment team because of the hours they work. Mm-hmm. Other people, we have a bus system that brings people in from the nearest towns or villages and anything along that way. And then we have people that have come from as far away as Montego Bay, even Ocho Rios, and they will get apartments for rent in the area, two or three of them possibly, because they're looking for jobs and they want to be here at Sandal South Coast.
Yeah. Oh, same.
Well, you've worked in the business for a long time, Carl. You're the hotel manager here at Sandal South Coast in Jamaica. So I'm imagining, dealing with all the guests and all the people that have come through here, you must have had some strange requests from guests over the years. What do you think has been the strangest request from a guest at one of the places you've worked at?
Oh, boy.
I don't look at anything as strange.
That's a good answer. Challenge accepted, Carl.
Had to be something out of the ordinary.
Everything is whatever the guest wants, and it's for me to make sure it happens.
What if somebody said right now, I'm trying to think of the hardest request, because we were thinking about this last night, Carl. We were like, what could we throw by the butlers that they'd be like, all right, you know what? Well, that's ridiculous. We're not doing that. And everything you throw at them, they've got an answer for you. They've got something to make it right.
Honestly, I don't have a chance to even come up with anything because they're giving me the perfect suggestions. They're like, I think it's time for you to have another cheese plate here, and then we'll get your reservations taken care of. And tomorrow, by the pool, we'll have 3 chairs ready for you to sit on.
And a cooler.
Like, done and done.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for having us here.
Such a pleasure talking to you, and such a pleasure staying at your hotel.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming down and enjoying our facilities.
Well, let's hear it for Carl. We appreciate you taking the time in. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You know you can always text us.
Unless you're driving.
At 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
It's Radio
1.1. Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
Jury duty in just a moment.
Oh, we'll tell you what's kicking us.
Yeah, I didn't hear either. I didn't hear. I heard when somebody from the station walked by and said, you guys are kicking ass. They're very happy. And I'm like, well, all right. And then I didn't hear what we were kicking ass at. We could literally be kicking ass at anything.
No, we're kicking ass in our report card.
We get a report card at the end of this?
Yeah, the folks that set this
gonna
all up.
Courtney's going to get a D.
excuse me, Sean. Please don't ruin this.
Oh, dude. I didn't mean the double entendre.
No, but the folks that set this out here. Sandal South Coast, and we're working with Draw Marketing. They are just, they're happy with what we're doing.
Good.
So,
we're happy to be here,
please
obviously.
Don't ruin it, you guys.
Why am I going to ruin it?
You guys, I mean all of you.
You would
Moses
be the
especially.
Most likely to
absolutely.
Ruin it.
No, yeah, right.
You would absolutely be the most likely to ruin it.
How's that?
You almost broke the catamaran yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
You would have known that had you
drone.
Shown up.
You were partially in some way responsible for the drone going to the bottom of the ocean, were you not?
No, I wasn't. That was.
Can you be sure?
I'm not completely sure. No.
Have you seen the footage?
No, but he said it was awesome.
I was gonna say, well, you got to tell him to send you the footage.
I know. Well, he's doing other stuff right now. He's out of here, and plus we have a schedule to record my rap music video later on.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's got to get the time.
The drone
in for
footage
that.
Will be included.
We're gonna get into jury duty with Moses DeWitt in just a second here. I'm full on. I don't know how this happened. I'm full on a rum punch guy all of
a
sudden.
Yeah, this is weird to see you drink the same amount of rum, but it's all fruit juices.
It goes down like water, like ice water on a hot day.
Truly.
And I can't get enough of this stuff right now.
Oh, so let's listen.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing the pina colada. I think I've got to move on.
Yeah? You've had enough of it?
Just a lot of sugar, a lot of rum.
It happens, right? Yeah, we're going to get into all the stories.
Luke Armstrong.
Whoa, let's not get into it just yet.
Who's Luke Armstrong?
You'll find out in jury duty momentarily. In fact, we might as well just get into it now. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Before I tell you, any guesses on who Luke Armstrong is?
Lance Armstrong's
cousin?
Estranged cousin.
All right, Lance Armstrong's estranged cousin. Are you going to go with him or are you going to say something different, Sabrina?
I'm going to go with that as well.
All right.
I'd say Stretch Armstrong's husband.
All right. Could be. Could be. 2021.
They all reach around.
We're going to see in just a second here. If you are in an accident, you make sure you call Moses DeWitt of the DeWitt Law Firm. It's 866-CALL-MO, 866-CALL-MO. The guy's answering phone calls from clients, answering emails here on the beach in Jamaica.
It's 24/7.
It's always ready for you and ready to take your calls after an accident. That's the status Moses always finds himself in. So when you get into an accident, 866-CALL-MO, 866-CALL-MO, you deserve that kind of personal attention on your case where somebody's going to know your name, know all the details of your story, know all of that good stuff. Which should be important to you. It shouldn't be about somebody screaming at you from a bunch of TV commercials saying they're the biggest and the best. To me, the biggest is not always the best. I mean, you don't need to get into this, Moses. I don't want to drag you through it, but a lot of these attorneys, when you call them, you go through like a boiler room situation. They've got a room full of people answering phones nonstop. There's no personal touch to that kind of stuff as far as I see it. There is with the DeWitt Law Firm. So 866-CALL-MO, 866-CALL-MO.
And I won't comment on that, but we have the television here is from Miami, and mm-hmm. the Miami lawyer commercials are just fantastic.
Well, how weird was it that when we got off the airplane, we land in Montego Bay, and in the airport, there were Florida-based attorneys with ads on the wall by the baggage.
Moses, we got to get you over here.
Well, I mean, Sean and I were trying to think, like, what is the strategy there? I think Sean was right. It's probably Jamaican residents who went to Florida who come back here and were injured.
Oh.
And they're thinking, okay, they wouldn't know to call an attorney normally, so we're going to put up billboards here to call us.
Interesting.
Because they have a claim they're injured in Florida.
So that's weird for a couple of reasons. If somebody was from here and they leave Jamaica, they go to the theme park or something, mm-hmm. right? And they get injured there and they come back and they see this stuff. They can sue from another country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have clients right now in England who got injured at one of the theme parks. Mm-hmm. I won't say which one. But the mistake a lot of people
sounds
make.
Like you almost said it.
I did almost say it. But you know, a lot of people, you know, and this is obviously within the United States. Let's say you come to Florida, and then you go back to Louisiana. A lot of those people will hire a Louisiana attorney to handle their case. The mm-hmm. problem with that is that attorney, if they're not barred in Florida, they can't file a lawsuit here typically.
They're going to have to shop it out to somebody else.
They have to shop it out to somebody else, or usually what they try to do is settle it pre-suit. Which then they don't have any leverage against the entity because they know that they can't file a lawsuit, so it's kind of a take it or leave it offer.
So you want somebody from, at the very least, the state where you got hurt or where you got into an accident.
Exactly, or at least someone who has co-counsel there or some sort of affiliation with someone there. So
to go through with the legal action, would the person who is from out of town have to come back to Florida?
Typically, no. I mean, usually nowadays, you can accommodate everything kind of via Zoom, via telephone conference. Mm-hmm. If it actually went to trial, they may have to come back for the trial.
Wouldn't that be like the other party's like Sixth Amendment right to face their accuser or something like that?
Well, that's criminal.
Okay.
So slightly different. But typically, if it were to go to trial, you probably want them there at trial, want them there to testify, that kind of stuff.
Interesting thing that I've seen popping up now and then is there are some people who, in criminal cases, and I think even in just civil cases, who have tried to make the case that they have had their rights violated because, is it starting on and off?
There was a bird directly above you shaking that light like nobody's business.
I was wondering why that kept going on and off.
Birds hate me. I don't know what's going on here.
Did it poop on me?
There have been people who have been complaining that they're not actually getting their day in court because Zoom court is not real court. And I was wondering how you think you see that playing out, because they would have to redo all of these cases that have been done in the last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the court system's gotten moving again with the Zoom hearings and Zoom trials. It is different. I mean, you know, kind of from my perspective, when you're in the courtroom and you kind of have control of the courtroom, you can face your witness, you can present them documents. It's much more fun to be in person. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, at least.
And you can feel out the situation better.
Right. It's easier to feel out the situation. It's just, it's better. Mm-hmm. But it's certainly more convenient to do it via Zoom or Microsoft Teams or whatever they're using these days. But, you know, at the end of the day, they still have the opportunity to face their accusers. They still have the opportunity to move forward. I know they've done a few kind of test jury trials in Florida with Zoom. You know, I think the more complex cases, they're really trying to wait to get back to be in person, because it is a lot. I mean, it's because you have to basically prepare the whole case ahead of time, send all the documents to all the parties to make sure they have the stuff in front of them to look at so they can follow along. So it takes a lot more preparation ahead of time to get it done that way. But certainly for a lot of hearings where we would have to drive to court before and just sit there for a while, kind of status conferences, mm-hmm. you know, little things, you know, I mean, that's fantastic to be able to do, you know, while you're sitting in your office.
For the big show, you want to be in the courtroom. But exactly. If there's a way to, if this is going to be 5 seconds, why would you go there? One thing that I can only hope for the three of us is that because these courtrooms have had to adapt quite a bit to having the technology to be able to stream on Zoom and all that stuff, maybe, just maybe, they budgeted some more money for better microphones in the courtroom. Because every time we pick up any live feed from a courtroom, or like a local county commissioner hearing is the worst quality. It's the worst quality you've ever heard of in your entire life.
Damn accurate.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to this. Now, I had you put your bets in. You heard in the background that you weren't supposed to hear Luke Armstrong's name. Let's see who Luke Armstrong actually is, because he's in a whole world of trouble. Listen to this.
New tonight, Luke Armstrong, the son of cyclist Lance Armstrong, is facing a sexual assault charge here in Austin. According to police records, Armstrong assaulted a 16-year-old girl 3 years ago. He was 18 years old at the time. In a statement tonight, Armstrong's attorney denied any wrongdoing, claiming that what happened was consensual. The attorney wrote, in part, quote, "What occurred 3 years ago in high school was not a crime and was not a sexual assault," end quote.
So there he goes. Luke Armstrong, actually the son of Lance Armstrong, is in trouble in this case, accused of an alleged sexual assault about 3 years ago when he was 18. He's now 21. And they said that he met with a 19-year-old woman who made the report. She was 16 when this happened. She claimed she had gone to a party where she drank to the point of intoxication, asked Luke Armstrong to pick her up. She said he eventually came to get her, but she could not remember the ride. However, she recalled waking up on a couch somewhere that was not her home, and she went to sleep. When she woke up, she said Luke was on top of her, kissing her. Because of his size, she said she wasn't able to stop him. Yada, yada, yada. And now we have a he said, she said kind of situation, and he's charged with this potential assault.
That is strange that this is something that happened in high school.
Yeah, yeah. You see a lot of this in college, like when somebody comes forward and they're like, oh my God, this thing just wants to play automatically in the background. You see a lot of that in college, especially with the Title IX stuff, but now you're seeing it in this case for the son of Lance Armstrong. And he's got a bunch of trouble ahead of him with a case like that. Moses, we were talking
about Armstrong not available for comment.
We were talking about Stretch Armstrong. You remember those those toys were like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of
what was stuff, inside, like just
it was some
magical,
very toxic goo. I imagine
you had your friend pull on one side of Stretch Armstrong, and you pulled on the other side, and inevitably somebody was going to fall off and slam against the wall on this thing. And you were going to be in a world of hurt. Do we still have the product-based lawsuits like that? Or do you not see them anymore because so many companies test and test and test to make sure that they're kind of bulletproof on that?
I think there's been more testing. I think they've tried to make products safer. But you still do see it every once in a while. I can't think of a real recent one. But, you know, I mean, the whole goal of a lot of the stuff, I know some people hate it, but it's to make things safer
right. In
general. And I think, you know, that goal has been accomplished here and there.
One of the ones I always think about with product recall is when they took back this toy, came with little beads, and then you would put it through a little toy presser and you could make a drawing. Those little beads had the same ingredients as GHB, the date rape drug, and little kids were consuming them and passing out.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Fortunately, no rape.
Yeah, well,
but they did recall all those.
Yeah, I think they've just gotten smarter about this, and they don't do the whiskey toys. When you look back in the,
did you say whiskey?
I think in the 50s, it was the 40s or the 50s. There was a toy that was an at-home radiation set. Like, it actually had radiation, and it was a little kit so you could detect the radiation that you made, like you were making a little nuke or something.
That was so 80s.
and now, obviously, we've come a long way on that, and they don't tend to do that stuff anymore. Also, I was wondering about this. I tuned over just to confirm that Sabrina was correct in that MTV is indeed just ridiculousness. There is nothing else on MTV. It is just ridiculousness. I've never actually watched an episode of the show, but they do the same thing that they always do, the disclaimers at the beginning and at the end of the show. And on theirs, they say, don't even bother sending us a video because we won't even watch the video that you send. And I was like, what is the move there that they're doing just to really protect themselves in case somebody hurts themselves trying to get on the show?
Yeah, they don't want someone basically trying to become famous by doing some sort of crazy stunt. And then, you know, suing them and basically saying, oh, we were doing this because we were trying to get on your show. Hmm. Therefore, you're some sort of, you know, it would not be a strong case. There's some crazy theory of liability.
They're trying to be overprotective.
Well,
it just sounds weird that they could actually go out and say, we're not even going to watch the video.
Well, then where are you getting all these videos?
Yeah,
The internet. Remember, they paid me for one.
Yeah, yeah. I think they find videos either by searching for like keywords or when they start to get attention, and then they approach like they did with Sabrina, the person who owns the video, buy it, and then they like try to find a couple like it.
They don't buy it.
They paid you for it
after I asked, which is very important. Like they will go.
So it would have been free.
They're like, that. Rob Dyrdek's show wants to feature your stuff. Would you mind? That'd be awesome. And the first thing you think is like, oh, my video is going to be on TV. And they're like, cool. Just sign this real quick. And then as you read it, they're like, we own all the rights. We're not going to pay you anything. It was the moment that I said, cool, do you want to send me some licensing options? That they send me the other contract that's like, you could do non-exclusive or exclusive, we'll give you a flat fee, and boom, I profited off a video, and I still got to keep it. Suck it, Rob Dyrdek.
But they then get the right to
re-air that. They could replay it as much as they want.
Every Wednesday in perpetuity.
Yeah, there are some points during their schedule where at a Saturday, actually technically Sunday, at 1:30 in the morning, they play Ridiculousness, and they don't play anything else until the Monday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So, like, over 24 hours of straight Ridiculousness.
Moses, what has been your favorite part of Sandals South Coast so far?
Besides hanging out with us, of course.
Obviously.
That's low on his list.
I mean, beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten so lucky with the weather.
Yeah, I mean.
We have to just try to convince Hopetown to do the all-inclusive thing.
I don't think they're going to be going for that.
Here's the problem. I love Hopetown, but Hopetown's internet is not going to be able to handle it.
No, it's gotten better over the years.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better.
Less trees over there now. So.
Yeah,
I lowered my expectations from complaining about internet speed to complaining about just do they have power or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, the first few times I went over there, you had to, at the Abaco Inn there, you had to sit in a corner. There was a specific corner to get internet, and every morning you see like a few people sitting in that corner to try to get internet to check their email.
Well, the internet is fantastic here, and you should find yourself, I mean, away from the internet, but come to Sandals South Coast.
Have they actually recovered from all of the hurricane stuff? Because, I mean, that wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah, they're still rebuilding. They still have a long ways to go, but they made a huge amount of progress over the last year or so.
How's the Blue Tang house doing? It's important to me.
It's still under construction.
Oh, it made it.
Yeah, it made it, but still, it's got some repairs to do.
Wow. They're going to find all the things I hid.
When we come back, we're going to do the greatest story in the world. We still have to talk to the CEO of the Sandals Resorts International.
Okay.
And
I said earlier.
You did. Okay. You did. Yeah. We steamrolled right past it. Cool. And then we're going to do everything else to wrap up the show for a lovely Thursday. We're here from Jamaica having a blast, we hope you're enjoying yourself. You're going to join us next, too. Your dispatch is coming up. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Willing to admit our preoccupation with short-term solutions in exchange for something shiny.
Is that a new iPad?
Real Radio 104.1. From Radio 104.1. On the bright side, we're not dead yet. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Live from Jamaica, Sandals South Coast, beautiful weather, a beautiful day, and here we are with you. The greatest story in the world is coming up. Everybody is now just joining back. Glad everybody could join me, for the radio show.
What do you mean?
We should have just let him go on.
Just blab and blab.
Back like the 5 a.m. days. Where's my cat noise?
Don't worry, Bobby. I would have been just fine. Wait till you hear this story I have ready for greatest story in the world. It's something
Moses
else.
Is making me feel super funny right now.
Are we going with a shot first?
Oh, yeah. Greatest shot in the world. One, two, three.
Hold on. Let me play the intro as we take the shot. That makes the most sense.
No, it does.
Let's do the greatest story in the world.
Hold on, folks, because we're about to do the greatest story in the world.
This is a doozy. It'll be a little bit weird to talk about here at the resort in Jamaica. But I'll tell you anyways.
We'll do ASMR NPR style.
The trophy for the greatest story in the world goes to Kevin Wayne Van Leeuwen, I think is how you say his last name.
Kevin Wayne, isn't that a... Reggae singer.
That might be. Kevin Wayne Van Leeuwen is not a reggae singer in this case. You'll hear what he did in a second. He's 59 years old, and he's a home inspector. And while he was at one of these homes, they said, "Will you please inspect our property? After all, it's in the name of your job. Home inspector, do the inspection." He goes through, and he disappears for a little while. C-Lane, were you there when they did the home inspection for your place?
I was not, no.
Were you there, Moses, when the home inspector
did
the
job?
They take a little while sometimes. I mean, you're still in the process of looking at new homes.
You're right, but I just
feel left out.
Good
God! So they take a while sometimes. They go from room to room. They go throughout the house. It's a very important process. And so this guy disappears for a while, and the homeowners were like, "What the hell's happening here?" So they go back and they look at the footage, and this is why he gets the trophy for the greatest story in the world. You see here, Sabrina. Here's Kevin Van Leeuwen, 59 years old. What's he got in his hand right there?
He's got an Elmo.
That is an Elmo. Home inspector caught on nanny cam pleasuring himself with Elmo doll faces charges.
Oh, no.
A home inspector caught pleasuring himself.
The letter of the day is C.
With Elmo has been charged with 2 misdemeanor counts in Rochester Hills District Court. He was arraigned on charges of aggravated indecent exposure. Interesting, Moses. Indecent exposure. He's in the house. He didn't even know the nanny cam was there. He just saw Elmo and took some time to get some Elmo love. And so he didn't
know. Is that what we're calling this?
Yeah, we have to.
And on top of it, aggravated. Like, poor Elmo, dude.
They feel really extra bad for Elmo in this case.
Elmo needs therapy.
So you got the aggravated part is indeed strange. But the exposure... He didn't know that he was exposing himself to anybody. I don't mean to defend the guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those. I mean, you're just not supposed to be doing that there. It's not your home, essentially.
You don't have an expectation of privacy in someone else's home.
Typically not. I mean, using the bathroom, things like that.
But if you have a nanny cam.
There's been people who've been charged doing that at work, or I think actually it was a school. That's probably why.
Yeah.
They worked at a school and they were doing that. And that, yeah.
He's in the nursery, like the kids' room in the house.
But if I go to your house, Moses, does this mean you have an expectation that I don't masturbate there?
I would hope so, yes.
At least not with the kids' toys, man. That's so...
Ready for the other charge, though?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Arraigned on charges of aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property under $200.
He tore up Elmo?
That's Elmo. That's Elmo. We're valuing your life, Elmo, which is less than $200.
Elmo!
The charges stem from a March 12th incident at Oxford Township when homeowners asked to have their property inspected at the request of the buyers.
All your property, ma'am?
A nursery camera detected movement. The 22-year-old homeowner checked her phone and caught the guy in the act live.
Ew.
She saw this happening.
Oh.
After he finished pleasuring himself, he returned the doll to its original place. Just when I think I've seen it all,
Moses,
someone steps up and surprises me with a new level of disturbing actions.
Moses, this isn't a question for you, okay? I don't want you to feel the need, but Zealand and John, what do you think the kink is here? Is it an Elmo thing? Is it the...
Even creepier
like
thing.
Like a cuck nursery baby thing?
I think it's a creepier nursery room
thing. I mean,
thing.
Is...
Or is it just like a public thing? Like you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
He didn't know that nanny cam was
He inspected
in there.
All the rooms.
Oh, you mean they're close by. They could catch me.
Right, they could catch you at any time. Yeah. That kind of thing.
But why the Elmo doll?
That's bizarre.
Elmo just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So that mouth is open all the time. What are you supposed to do?
They said when officers questioned him about the incident, Van Leeuwen
kid is going to ask where the Elmo doll is.
He said he moved the doll to check an electrical outlet, but made incriminating statements and apologized after he was told of the camera. He is not allowed to be in a home that's not his, may not contact the homeowners, and is required to undergo a mental health evaluation as a result of this.
You know what? No need for the evaluation. I'll go ahead and skip to the results. Mm-hmm. You crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot weird. It's a lot weird.
Bit of a prevert. We've
I do think, though, and I'm speaking as a fake lawyer here with my fake bar that I pass, I do think that the attorney would have some interesting roads to go down with, hey, is this really indecent exposure? And then the other charge is like destruction of property. It's here's what it seems like to me, and tell me if I'm on the right track. It seems like he did something really messed up, and they were trying to find a charge that fit.
Right. They haven't really thought of a specific crime for this specific act, so they're trying to fit it into an existing crime. Which I've had a case before where they charged the lady with indecent exposure in her own home where she was in her nightgown and the cops came in and she had her legs open and they charged her with indecent exposure. Of course, that was dropped.
Okay.
But they still charged her with it.
Wow.
I have...
It was that bad downstairs.
I have something I want you guys to see here. I tweeted this morning and at the News Junkie on Twitter. And so there's a video. If you go to at the News Junkie on Twitter, you'll see it. This woman required or filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and it was about a guy who was bringing his trash can out. This black dude's bringing his trash can out to the road. White woman and her white boyfriend, they got into a fight. 911 was called. The police thought it was the guy who was just out taking his trash out. He had nothing to do with this, but whether he was profiled or not is a different thing. They went up, and they started like messing with him and cuffing him. The girlfriend comes outside, the woman who was in the relationship that prompted this call, and you'll see her in a second because they got the body cam footage. All she was wearing was a towel, and her towel keeps falling off, and she's completely naked in the body cam footage. And the body camera falls on the ground, and it's pointing straight up on her. Hold on, you're going to see
That's a little voyeuristic. Why are they still...
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean for a description.
There also might be curse words in there.
Yeah, I turned it down here. But you can see now this is on the ground, and in a second...
How is this still released?
Right, there she just fell out.
Oh, girl.
Look.
Oh, boy.
They're wrestling around.
Yep.
And right here, she's
completely out. They blurred it out. Yeah,
they tried it. Some of the places they don't do
that
quite
blurry
as well.
Donk, though.
Moses, if you're on a police body camera shot and you didn't do anything wrong, and you're like, if you're naked or something, they are forced to cover your identity in that or cover you up and censor you. Wouldn't they have to be?
That's a good question. I mean, in Florida, we have pretty broad public records laws, so usually you can do a public records request to get those videos if there's not an ongoing investigation, if it was preserved.
Strange.
You may be able to get it uncensored, I would think.
That's weird. That seems like a real invasion, you know?
Well, the question is, you know, kind of what was
she doing outside
right,
of it.
Right, exactly.
What's she doing outside?
She kind of waived her expectation of privacy.
She's
in
now
that manner.
In public,
yeah.
And the towel fell off.
Right.
And then the body cam's on the ground, and she's walking over that, and just, you got her shot right up.
Speaking of body cam stuff, and kind of a little bit, a second full circle here, I watched Court Cam last night, and they had taken down, they did a sting operation on another deputy. So the sheriff, or whoever, whatever the rank is in charge of him, had a feeling that he had stolen an AK-47 from the gun locker at the station and sold it. They couldn't find it, so they set up a car with the door open, and they have him go see the scene, and I guess they kept his body cam on, and they watch as the cop go through the car, grab two bottles of oxycodone and $1,100 in cash, and then tell everybody, yeah, just seeing an empty car, don't see anything else.
Man,
and it turns out, like, the whole thing was set up towards him and shows the court case after that. So, like,
I don't think that's that rare.
It's just weird to see.
I think that
actually come into play.
Yeah, yeah, you're just seeing the evidence of it. I think it happens a lot more.
Oh, of the taking of stuff?
Yeah,
but this was
imagine.
A sting set up by a fellow officer
I
to
thought
catch
he was saying
the guy.
He doesn't think the sting's that rare. No, I think the stings are pretty rare. I just think that officers maybe taking things from the scene might be a little more common.
Sean.
I mean, I think on a percentage basis, it's probably pretty rare. I mean, you have a one bad apple out of probably thousands of
right. But
of good apples.
If you caught each of them on a sting like this, you would see quite a bit of footage in these cases. I mean, there's a story about an officer... who the hell was this? This officer
guy
in
Fort
Lauderdale. The guy I'm talking about, I think is from Fort Lauderdale. Let me bring this up as we wrap things up here in just a second. But worth getting your take on, Moses, because this officer arrested somebody. They said that they thought he had a weapon. The weapon that this individual had was a Star Trek phaser. That's what the person had.
Well, was it set to stun or kill?
It says, Fort Lauderdale police mistook Star Trek memorabilia for weapons, according to this lawsuit. And I thought that was kind of weird, but then I kept reading. And
I read it.
Listen, don't focus on that.
Beam
the
me
weapons
up, Scott.
Were reported to be Star Trek memorabilia. Raymond Purcell also had a legal concealed firearms permit. The brothers are suing the police for this incident that happened in
we're
April
brothers,
2017.
We're suing him. We're brothers.
They said the officer has been with the force for 4 years. Okay, everybody? Okay. 4 years the officer has been with the force. He has been
Was
reviewed...
the force with him?
He has been reviewed by the Department's Internal Affairs Unit for use of force in 4 years, 79 times.
Ooh.
The numbers there, the math on that is extremely scary to
Alarming.
Think of.
Right. Yeah.
And you find this stuff where these officers just, the famous story about the officer in Miami, who has a rap sheet longer than any of the people he arrests. And again, they're few and far between.
Exactly. So take these, much like all the headlines that we get, is that they're going to give the juicy headlines, and that's the bad apples. Yeah. Then you'll have a couple moments where it's like, look at these officers who pulled people over and gave them ice cream instead of a ticket.
Yeah, they played basketball with these kids in the front yard.
I love you guys.
When we come back, you're going to join us in the show. Download the app, search for The News Junkie in the App Store
now. We got very little to talk about, so keep sending in those.
And also, we're going to speak with the CEO of Sandals South Coast here in Jamaica and get all the details that you want to know about what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, man.
At an amazing place like this. Next, it's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
You know you can always text us,
unless you're driving,
at 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade. Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is The News Junkie.
Another beautiful day in Jamaica at Sandals South Coast.
You're going to have to pry my fingers off of the bed and then drag me into the plane. I'm never leaving here.
Yeah, I know.
We
have fallen in love with this place very, very quickly. And we're now joined by the CEO of Sandals International.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? We're here with the CEO of Sandals International.
Sort of top brass kind of guy here. He wants me to call him Gebhardt. I feel uncomfortable. Mr. Rainier sounds like much more appropriate in this situation.
Hey, we are on a resort here, so you have to take it easy.
Okay.
So this is a beautiful, beautiful place. The three of us, this is the first time here in Jamaica.
Welcome.
And, there's all this questions, curiosity about what kind of place this is, what it's like. I've never even been to an all-inclusive resort like Sandals before. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about all of it, but I absolutely love it. What is it you think you capture at a place like this that makes it such a great way to vacation at a place like Sandals South Coast?
Well, I think there's a number of things there. One, it's the size of the property itself, the spread outness. You know, we are so spread out. Everybody talks about social distancing during these times of the pandemic. We've been social distancing for the last 40 years.
Right,
Because all of our resorts are built in a very spread out way, very less tensity in there.
Yeah.
Really giving people space. It's all about romance. It's all about love. It's all about enjoying yourself and having that privacy that you want when you go on vacation, or being able to mix up with people and having fun as well.
You kind of have to, because they promise every single room has a beach view, and you can only do that if you spread along the whole beach.
Oh, my God. And everyone does. And then I think that the only other place that may not have a beach view, you have a pool. Like, you just walk outside onto a porch, something I've never heard of, probably never even dreamt of. You have a lazy river hotel room. It's just, this whole place is absolutely magical.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the staff here is just... I've only been to this Sandals, but if they're all as good as this, you're very good at finding people to work at these places.
And that's what makes it, really. And you hit something very important here. It's our staff, it's our team members that make that experience. You know, we can build concrete, the tangible stuff. Anybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what our team members do day in and day out is something very, very special. It's unique.
They
are the soul of Sandals, and that's what creates that experience.
We've talked about so much today on when we were broadcasting yesterday, and how nice everybody is and how welcoming they have been. And we were hearing earlier that actually Back to Happy is the slogan of the next season coming up, and it was actually your employees that put it all together.
Absolutely.
Would you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
It's time to go for Back to Happy.
Sure.
There you go.
Right now it's time for it. Yes, no, it's our team members, our employees that came up with that. I mean, they are the ones that carried the brunt of this pandemic. When you imagine we're not living in North America here. We're living in the Caribbean, in the islands. Mm-hmm. We're very dependent on tourism. We're very dependent on people coming to visit because that's the bread and butter. Once that's taken away, people struggle.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
people here, our team members, have struggled for the last 12 months.
Yeah, what's it been like through that process? I mean, it's you got to look at all this and say, I mean, at some point, I'm sure about a year ago, you were like, I don't know when this is going to work. I don't know when we're going to get to the moment that, you know, it seems we're at right now, right. where people are able to go enjoy themselves after a year of stress and all these new things being thrown at us. What was that process at the beginning like when you had to try to figure out what you were going to do? And I do want to add in here, I've heard, you know, that Sandals has been amazing at taking care of their employees throughout this whole process. So if you want to touch on that, too.
Yeah, thank you. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. At the beginning, of course, nobody knew where this is going to go and what it all means. Nobody ever had experience that the whole world shuts down, literally. 9/11 was more restricted to the U.S. than the rest of the world. But there was no event, at least none that we could remember or we have lived through, mm-hmm. where the whole world shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the 27th of March last year, all our resorts were closed. All business was done. No airplanes flying to any of the islands. You could not get in or out.
That's the same day that we went to work from home for the foreseeable future and haven't been back.
Right. We haven't been back to our actual workplace in quite some time, and so I feel like we found our new one, right? We all agree this is where we're going to stay forever.
So we thought, it's going to be over by middle of May. You know, middle of May, we're going to be back in business. We reopen, we send our people on vacation, mm-hmm. continue pay their payroll. So we'll find middle of May, we bring them back. But became pretty clear very fast that it's not going to be that quick. And it took us until the 1st of June to reopen one property in Antigua. Antigua was our first one that we reopened. And then middle of June, we started opening a couple here in Jamaica. And from then on, every month we opened a few resorts.
Who was ready to reopen first, you as Sandals or Jamaica? Did you have to like call the government and be like, hey, we've got this under control, we're ready to do this?
No, it was collaboration all the way through. You know, in a situation like this, you cannot do anything on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a situation where, again, like never before, it brought every party to the table to understand what needs to be done from a collaborative point of view in order to bring people back. Mm-hmm. From airlines to governments to transportation on the ground to the resorts to the medical society, the health.
Was that the most stressful thing you've ever dealt with in your career?
Yeah, I mean, we would have never thought that we sit at a table with our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and try to figure it out.
And try to figure an agreement out to do the same thing. You know, you don't do that.
I'll tell you, one person I want to talk to in particular here is what I've been talking about this. You know, we're on a bunch of stations in Florida, and when we go out, we're sort of seeing people emerge for the first time. Some people that have been in their houses and living very restricted lives for like a year, and they're a little hesitant as they reemerge, like, you know, like a bear from hibernation or something. And you watch them try to get adjusted to all this stuff. But what I see here is very quickly you realize you guys have figured some stuff out in the last handful of months as you've opened places like Antigua, and you've figured out how to make people comfortable and how to take all of the necessary steps to make sure that this is a safe place to travel.
Right. Yeah, we very quickly last year developed what we call today the Platinum Protocols. We were one of the first ones to come out with hygiene protocols. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most plagiarized document in the Caribbean today because everybody copied it. We worked very closely with all the governments in order to make sure that they have protocols in place and that we provide them with our experience as well. So it's all hand in hand to do that. But I can assure you there's no safer place today to go on vacation than to go on vacation here in the Caribbean into an all-inclusive Sandals resort.
Agreed.
We take care of you from the beginning to the end.
Yes, that is
you
very
see
true.
The protocols
that is very from the moment we got off the airplane till now, and then to the moment we get back to the airport and get shuttled off back to Orlando. Every step, there's been somebody from Sandals there and making
it
feel normal.
I'm cleaner here than I was in Florida, embarrassingly. Right. I now know I'm going to bring a lot of those protocols into my personal life. But it is the safecation. And the fact that you can actually have a vacation and there's no worry after worrying so much for over a year, it is so nice to have everybody here happy to be back, and we are happy to explore without any sort of stress attached to it. So I do have to ask one other thing, and a little birdie told me that you may have some information for the future of Sandals. Like, now we can bleep out some things if you need, but if you have the scoop, I feel like this is the time.
Well, we have some exciting news that really would love to share. Exciting news about where we're going in the future, the direction. We actually have been busy, even though most of us have been locked away and shut down for the last 12 months. But there's a saying, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Sure, yeah.
And we certainly have taken that to heart and made sure that we take advantage of the opportunities out there. So we acquired a resort in Curaçao that we're currently now sandalizing, as we call it.
Oh, I like that.
To convert.
That's the episode name.
We sandalize, yes. And by first quarter next year, you will have a brand new sandals resort in Curaçao.
Oh,
stunning, stunning property.
Nice.
Coming online.
Talking to the CEO of Sandals Resorts International and Mr. Rainier, the question that I had immediately when we heard that you had arrived on site was, I was like, I wonder if he stays here, and does the CEO of Sandals International have like a secret spot around here somewhere?
Secret might be the key word, but I'll let him answer.
Is there like a special spot that only you have the keys to hidden around here somewhere?
Well, if there would be, I wouldn't be able to tell you because it would have to force you to stay for the rest of your life here. So.
You're probably are going to have a problem
twist
with
our arm, yeah.
The three of us.
By the way, as I think that's so exciting for the new resort, and I will speak for all of us when I say we volunteer to be the first media group to broadcast from there. We will be your guinea pigs. Well, actually, just
the Curaçao guinea pigs.
I will
We're
clean
ready.
The pool.
I will take you up on that.
You're
more than
this
welcome.
This is recording, right? Everyone hears this.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
This has been a pleasure.
This has really been a blast. We've been treated so well here. I know that's a key thing and an important thing to you and to Sandals as a whole, and it rings through. And the experience has been absolutely great. So thank you for that and for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for spreading the news. It's great to be with you. And remember, I remind all your listeners, it truly is all-inclusive, mm-hmm. including what most people don't know, travel insurance that we pay for. So if it happens to be that you should test positive before you go back, God forbid not, but if it does, all it means is you get 2 additional weeks of paid vacation.
Right. Yeah.
So who's going to complain about that?
No,
right?
No. Okay. Yeah, it is one of those experiences where you realize once you get here, you're like, I'm taken care of. You know, I got my biggest problem is which 5-star restaurant am I going to eat at tonight? You know,
that's why you need to stay for 10 days so you can have one every day.
Got to hit every one of them.
The CEO told us. I'm sorry. That's what we have to do.
Yeah, we may name drop you around some of these places.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much.
The CEO of Sandals Resorts International, Mr. Rainier, we appreciate you chatting with us today. A busy man with a new resort opening up, and we may have finagled our way into that. That's
listen,
what you got to do right there.
We have to charm him now. We have to go to commercial break. Let's go. We'll make him say hi from far away.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right where you are. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
If it's important to you, it's on and probably being mocked by the News Junkie.
Final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I'm going to wrap everything up for a Thursday from Jamaica.
That's right.
Here at Sandals South Coast.
That was a cool interview.
Yes.
I think that guy liked us.
CEO is like, we maybe can get in on this new resort, thanks to Sabrina sort of pushing the matter there.
We had, before we started the interview, Googled as much as we could. And we were like, we're looking up and we're waving. And then Sean and I were just keep going on these pages and pages. That man is worth $4.5 million.
I'm like, I'm gonna lead with that. That's the first question.
What's
I'm gonna
it
ask
like being that. Filthy rich, sir?
I gotta tell you,
but super humble.
I'm wondering what the situation is once again with ladies, because you know I texted and I said, what are you doing? And the first,
that fart behind my mama's.
First, it was laying by the main pool, and then I said, we're wrapping up soon. And then Courtney said, we're on the beach now, close to you. And
okay,
I said,
see, that's where it gets bad.
I said, are you all Bahama Mama'd out? Nothing.
Oh,
no.
Uh-oh.
No answer, no response, no nothing.
I saw Ashley and she said she's only had one, but she just washed out a cup and switching to rum punch. So.
Oh boy. All right, so I'll go get us another round.
Yeah, we're gonna think we might need it.
I say we fake it to them. Let's go over there and act like we're so hammered.
Fall out,
that
just
famous
laying
spell.
In the sand.
Yeah, Coolio came over. He's here.
Moses will be like, I had to do the last 2 hours of the show. I didn't even know how to go to break.
Welcome back to the News Junkie. It's very easy. You just read everything in front of you.
Now I'm
wondering. We got an update?
All right, I said, are you all Bahama Mama'd out? And she said, no. Then she said, had two drinks, switching over to a red stripe. Ooh. Now, this whole switching over thing, they both just happen to say they're switching over from one drink to another drink. It could be an S.
Sounds like a ruse.
It does. It does. It's hard to resist this place. It's that fantastic.
I'll be right back.
C-Lane, I was wondering what you would think about this, but we're now seeing the ratings roll in for all these different Jeopardy hosts. Do you have any allegiance? Do you have anybody who you...
I haven't really been watching.
But you did you like Ken Jennings or no?
He was all right.
I'm kind of feeling for the dude who works on the show who everybody liked.
Everybody really seemed to like him. He's the one, obviously, because he's been the executive producer of the show for such a long time. He knows the culture. He knows the game. He knows the people watching it better than anybody.
He had lower expectations, too.
That's true. That always does help. Who's the current guy? I was watching him last night.
It's not Dr. Oz anymore. The football player?
I think it's the football
Aaron
guy,
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, who got trolled by one of the people who was there as a contestant on Jeopardy.
I do like the various ways they've been trolling the guest hosts. if they don't know the answer, they'll do a throwback to Ken Jennings' days and the answer that should have gotten him to the next level when he finally ended his run. And then with Aaron Rodgers, it's been like football smack.
Right. And I don't think this is necessarily fair as a headline. They say Dr. Oz is a ratings loser for Jeopardy after controversy. Then here's the sentence they have to prove that headline, Moses. Jeopardy ratings have slipped for yet another week, down 2% more under Dr. Oz's stint as a guest host. 2% isn't exactly a crater.
That's within the margin of error there.
Right. It was reported in late March that ratings had fallen about 5% under Katie Couric's second week at the helm, placing the show behind Family Feud, which is where it should be, because Family Feud is superior, and Steve Harvey is a fantastic human being and hilarious as a host of that show. We've been watching that late at night.
Oh.
Family Feud is my jam now. Now as the game show rolls into its second week...
I was wondering why I've never heard Sean pontificate about Family Feud before.
Love his reaction when somebody says something stupid and he just absolutely flat out ridicules them for how dumb their answer was. As the game show rolls into its second week with Dr. Oz at the podium, its score has fallen to a 5.2 on the rating scale. So they said they're seeing some people who have not held a candle ratings-wise to Alex Trebek. Well, of course, it's Alex Trebek.
Right. You saw there was a petition, though, right?
Yeah, for Dr. Oz.
No.
Oh, no, for what this time?
To the highest contender, the number one, has been LeVar Burton.
Yes, I did, and he retweeted that, too. Like
LeVar Burton is, I guess there's a change.org, maybe there's two. So one is to get Dr. Oz off.
And
then the other
on.
One is LeVar Burton to replace.
I can see LeVar Burton. I mean, who didn't grow up with Reading Rainbow?
I kind of like your idea of Steve Harvey, and he just ridicules anyone anytime they get an answer wrong, like he knows all the answers.
Let's go to your final dispatches here. Let's see what's going on as we wrap things up. Here's KCD with the dispatch from the News Junkie app.
So I love listening to y'all's show. You guys are hilarious, and it's more upbeat to listen to you guys than listening to, I don't know, CNN or Fox News or something like. It's not completely depressing, but today I have to say it's even a little bit more relaxing to listen to y'all because you have these birds chirping in the background.
That's right.
I can tell you guys are like outdoors, and I feel like I'm on a beach right now just listening to y'all. So
you
y'all
are.
Just keep that up. Maybe even throw in some background noise when you're in the studio with birds going on. Anyway. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we have background noise in the studio. It's the lawnmower guy.
Yeah, when they show up with a blower in front
of
the garage
door. Sorry, Mr. Watson.
Here's Jamaican for Life. I told you I'd play this.
Good morning, News Junkies.
Morning.
More like good afternoon by the time this spot's played. But
he's right.
No worries. You're up on Jamaica time now, so I don't know. Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I got to polish it up a little bit for you, I know. But Sabrina and Celine, me know they got it locked. You know, can transition quick in the Jamaican vibes. Me
exactly.
See that already, so me not even pretty up nothing more. Sean, sorry if you don't understand.
I got some of that.
Sabrina, me know you got it, so me not even worry.
No, I definitely
me enjoy the show, man.
Everything
I got some of the day in my little island, I enjoy it. Yeah, man, Sanders know if you bring it to the people, man.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, enjoy it. Me know it's short, but, you know, great things come in small packages.
Yeah, they do, right, Sean?
Yes, they do.
To the man, them. And lady.
You think I don't know? He said, great things come in small packages.
That's the first thing you understood.
I understood some more in there, too. There was a couple of things I missed.
What the call, my friend. Thank you very much for driving in. You know what I'm saying, Babu.
I got a lot of it.
Get your sabi. You know you're my sabi cat already.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Yo, Bridget. My love on me. When you talk, man, you refer to my wife. It just sound good, brother. Keep doing it.
Go ahead. What'd he say?
Something about my wife.
We don't need to hear
keep
our
it
name.
Up. Sounds
keep
good.
Just keep referring to her as my wife, man. That sounds
keep
so good.
Keep referring to
give thanks. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Back to you, my friend. We enjoy the show. I'm happy you guys are enjoying Jamaica. And I'm out, man. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Jamaica forever. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
we
should have
brought him with us.
That was funny. Here's Black Hex Queen with a dispatch.
Oh, you guys are making me so homesick talking about Jamaica. Oh, I grew up in St. Catherine, Jamaica. I miss it so much. The one thing I wish you guys got to experience was Air Jamaica. Too bad we don't own that airline anymore. I remember having fun when I was younger, flying back and forth on Air Jamaica. But yeah.
Is it like a party on that thing?
Blast. I have a lot of pride in knowing where I come from. Not like white pride or anything like that. But anyway, don't leave the yellow sand. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate you and appreciate this great country. We're so happy to be here. And I cannot believe how good the damn weather has been so far. I was talking earlier to Rick Everett, who is one of the big bosses over at iHeart. And he's saying the same thing that I was saying. Looked at the weather before we left and it was storm clouds every day. And it's been beautiful. And it's just stunning right now. You know, it's like just a really nice day. Let's work in just a couple more here. Actually, you know what? I don't even know if we have time. Let's do one more. Here's Captain Maroney.
Hey, Junkies. First-time dispatch, but I wanted to talk about the notes in Venmo real quick, because I'm a knife maker, and I specifically tell everybody that buys from me, if they're paying me through those apps, to not put anything in the comments, because a lot of times they'll put for the knife or whatever, and that immediately flags your account.
Really?
Like, I'm not sure how bad it is on Venmo but or in Cash App, but on PayPal, if they put anything in the comments about a knife, they will literally hold your money. And you're talking about if it's a, you know, how big the knife and how intricate it is to make, that could be like $1,500 that they just take from you, basically, and you don't get that.
Wow.
At all.
Wow. So you know, the weird thing about that is I thought that Venmo and Cash App were going to be the worst. C-Line started talking about PayPal. It looks like PayPal is the worst.
PayPal seems to flag more stuff than I didn't even know.
PayPal is the most secure as well. Like, if you ever find yourself with a transaction that ends up being fraudulent, PayPal is on top of it versus, I don't know, I've never really done the Venmo or Cash App fraudulence before.
No, I haven't had that issue yet.
But PayPal is like flagging stuff. Venmo, I think they're just saying that somebody's going to see it. I don't know if Venmo specifically has like terms that they...
I think they do. I think a friend of mine told me his stuff got flagged one time. I could be wrong, but...
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
But I think it was, again, someone putting like a joke thing of, you know, drugs.
Right, and it's
like,
common. Yeah, it's very common that people do that.
I mean, the only people that I don't put drugs in the byline is the people that I'm actually buying drugs
for.
Let's do the stories that didn't make the cut, brought to you by our friends at Nations Trucks. Go find the truck of your dreams at nationstrucks.com. They have the biggest selection of lifted trucks in the state of Florida. You know what? Forget it. All of the stories made the cut today.
We didn't have
hang
cheers.
On. Let me do this real quick, and let's do Today I Learned. Cheers, everybody.
So the following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ.
Irie.
So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Thursday, April 8, 2021. Today I Learned sponsored by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away. Today I Learned, this gentleman of old right here.
Beethoven.
Close.
Bach.
Mozart.
Mozart is correct. Mozart, sure, he had some skills. Sure, he could do his Mozart things. But Mozart had a sister who was also considered a music prodigy. They toured together. She even sometimes received top billing over Mozart. Her father forced her to abandon her career once she became of a marriageable age, they say.
And what age is that? 11?
Four. No, it doesn't say. She is believed to have written some compositions, but none have survived, though some say she was even better than old Mozart. Today, learn dogs and cats will do that old trick. We've all seen this, where they circle around before laying down on the ground or in their bed as a throwback to their wild ancestors. Their survival instincts provoke them to position themselves in the direction of the wind to pick up on predator scents, and they're trying to find the best location as they circle around for their bed. This is something that they kept with them.
Also, when they're taking number twos and they're staring at you,
that's
it's because Well,
is that a power move?
No, it's a helpless move. Because
I'm screwed.
If you are, that means you're on the lookout. So they're in the most vulnerable spot, and they're asking that you make sure no predators are going to attack them during their bowel movement.
I don't know if anybody's going to know this song.
Today I learned extra.
But I thought this was a good one. This show right here.
Seinfeld.
Nope.
Oh, Zach and Cody.
Close. Drake and Josh. From Nickelodeon.
One of those white
close.
Dudes.
I was gonna get that in just a second.
Drake from Drake and Josh was also like a kid musician star and stuff. Drake Bell
is
his name.
Man.
Drake Bell moved to Mexico after finding out he was popular in Mexico, and he changed his name to Drake Campana, and he posts in Spanish, and he's a Spanish singer now.
He's also, from what I hear, a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All I know is right now he's big into NFTs. His entire Instagram is full of NFT craziness.
And the Josh dude's friends with the David Dobrik guy who's now getting cancer.
Oh, is he? That guy's a good actor, actually, the Josh dude. Here we go. Today I learned this guy.
That is
Shaggy.
Shaggy is correct.
Well done, Moses.
Moses snipes at the last moment. The reason why this song, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, got popular was because a DJ in Hawaii pirated off a Napster and played it live on air. The song was never supposed to be on the album, but they loved it. They called, the phones lit up, and it became a big, giant hit. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow from Jamaica once again.
South Coast, Jamaica.
Sandals South Coast is where we'll be, and I hope you're with us. Stay put. The Jim Colbert Show is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's right here on Real Radio.